speakers. Turn it up all the way.
Bearcat football broadcasts are a production of the Northwest Athletic Department and KXCV 90.5 FM, the flagship of the Bearcat Radio Network. Rebroadcasts of this game are portions of it are strictly prohibited without the written consent of Northwest Missouri State University and KXCV Radio. Bearcat Game Day begins now.
Let's roll.
Here's John Coffey, Matt Gorder, and Chris Roush.
Good afternoon and welcome to Bearcat Stadium, Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern this afternoon in the annual homecoming game for 2013. Along Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Be joined a little bit later on by our sideline reporter Chris Roush and Matt Gorder. Nice afternoon for football. A little bit on the chilly side, right around 50 degrees or so. A little bit of a breeze, but sunny skies, and should be a great afternoon for this homecoming matchup.
Well, you know, when you're talking about November and, you know, getting close to November, late October, this is the way it should be. I mean, it really could be a lot worse than this. So in terms of the time of year, this is perfect weather for a game like this, outside of maybe it being a bit breezy.
And a lot of activity around Maryville today with all the homecoming activities, the parade earlier today, the variety show the last couple of nights, and the Hall of Fame banquet last night. So a lot of things going on around Maryville because of homecoming.
Yeah, absolutely. And a couple of volleyball matches, one last night. They've got another one right after the ball game over at Bearcat Arena tonight. And that's what makes homecoming so fun. You know, you wish you could get all the athletic teams at home on homecoming weekend, but obviously since those teams don't have control of their conference schedules, it's a little bit tougher to do, but you take as many activities as you can, try to pack it into a week and spread it out just enough so that people can take in as many of those as possible.
And for this Northwest Missouri State football team coming in on a roll, coming in at 7-0, they're 6-0 in MIAA play, ranked second nationally, and coming off a very big win last week over Pittsburgh State.
Well, it was kind of a significant win in the sense that if you're an outsider looking at Northwest going into that game last week, you said, yeah, they're undefeated, but look at the teams that they played. Look at the record of the teams that they have played, and that tells you why they're undefeated. Well, last week they made a statement, and they showed that the reason they're undefeated is because they're a really good football team, especially on the defensive side of the ball, the way they held down Pittsburgh State to just a few big plays, just a few plays over 20 yards. Other than that, Pitt just could not get anything going offensively, and the Bearcats were able to get enough done to get the job done at Arrowhead last week.
And for Missouri Southern coming in with a record of 5-2, they're 4-2 in MIAA play, coming off a loss last week to Missouri Western 35-21 under second-year head coach Darrell Day. And he's really has this team, I think, headed in the right direction, doing a few things differently than other teams around the MIAA, but they're a very physical team.
You know, that's one thing, that's one way to have success, is to do something nobody else is doing and make your team very good at it. They run the triple option. You know, last week we talked about how Pittsburgh State used to be the 5 yards in a cloud of dust, throw a pass every once in a while, see if you can hit a big play. Well, that style of offense has kind of moved to Missouri Southern. They're going to run that triple option. You're going to see the ball on the ground most of the day. They're the only team in the MIAA that does that, so it makes it a little bit tougher for them to prepare. And, you know, they really very easily could have had a win last week against Missouri Western. There was a stretch of about 2 minutes in that game that was the deciding factor. They were driving in to score, had a fumble on the 1 yard line. Next play, a 99 yard touchdown, and what sounded like just, it wasn't a normal play. You know, some of the players thought that maybe it was going to be stopped for an offsides or something like that. The play ended up a 99 yard touchdown for Western, and Western kind of took off from there. So, key with the attack that you see out of Missouri Southern is if they get down by a couple of scores, it makes it really tough to come back when you can't throw the football.
Okay, Northwest and Missouri Southern going through their pregame warm-ups. When we come back, we'll have more from Bearcat Stadium as our Bearcat Game Day pregame show sponsored by Hy-Vee continues after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. And from Hy-Vee in Maryville, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More information is available in-store at the Maryville Hy-Vee at 1217 South Main. Support also comes from the Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Biertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their one locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsloc.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni Arjo Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Hit me, I'm open.
This is Bearcat Football.
Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee.
We're back at Bearcat Stadium, Northwest Missouri State at Missouri Southern in homecoming 2013. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. As the two teams going through their pregame warm-ups, Matt, we talked a little bit before the break about Missouri Southern's offense being different from what most teams will face. Defensively, it's also a little bit of a different wrinkle that we'll see today.
Yeah, it is. You know, a lot of times defenses are going to be situated where they try to have seven guys in the box to start with to try to defend the run first. That's typical, whether it be a 4-3 look or a 3-4 look. But with Missouri Southern, they're going to start out with basically six in the box, a 3-3 look, and then kind of rely on those six guys to move around, stunt, blitz, do some different things to try to keep the offensive line off balance a little bit. And, you know, that may be one of those things that obviously Northwest has seen that on film. It'll take just a little bit to get used to seeing it at game speed, but I'm sure we'll be able to see them to be able to adjust to that. You know, they've seen defenses where the front line got up and they were moving side to side at the snap of the football, and they were okay with that. So I really think that this experienced offensive line for Northwest should be able to handle that.
And for those keeping track at home, again, a bit of a different look out of the Bearcats uniform-wise. Similar to what we've seen a little bit earlier in the year, but still just a little bit different here today.
Yeah, they're going to have the green jerseys, white pants, and these white pants don't have the Bearcat green claw marks on the side, and back with the white helmets, of course, again this week. So a few of the guys out there with some of the pink taping and pink gloves for breast cancer awareness as well. So, yeah, another different look, and like I said, it keeps it kind of cool and keeps us on our toes.
And the important thing, along with all these different looks, still getting W's on the win-loss side of things.
Yeah, and you know that if something were to happen where they wore the same combination a second time and ended up with a loss, you're going to have a lot of superstitious people wondering. But, yeah, we won't have to hopefully worry about that today.
Northwest and Missouri Southern, again, going through their pregame warm-ups here at Bearcat Stadium, El Church Smith Field. When we come back, we'll hear more as Chris Roush, our sideline reporter, will join us on Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee's. We'll check their IAA schedule. That's coming up after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 811 South Walnut in Cameron. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at maryvillemo.org. Support also comes from Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. Also from Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org.
Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Bearcat Stadium on the Northwest Missouri State Campus in Maryville. A lot of tailgating going on outside of the stadium here as we're gear up for this homecoming matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern. Joined now by Chris Rausch, our sideline reporter. And Chris, this is one of several games around the MIAA today.
Absolutely. Thanks, John. Quite a few games on the MIAA slate here this afternoon. A few games already underway. Nebraska Kearney traveled down to Bolivar to face Southwest Baptist. That game is in the first quarter. Number 10, Washburn, look to stay undefeated as they take on Lindenwood down in Topeka. That game underway in the first quarter, and Washburn is up 7-0 early on in that one. Central Missouri looks for their fourth win of the season as they take on the winless Riverhawks of Northeastern State. Kickoff for that game is scheduled for 1:30. Number 4, Missouri Western, will look to stay unbeaten as they take on number 12, Pittsburgh State, down in St. Joseph. Pittsburgh State looks to rebound from their first loss of the season last week to the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats. Kickoff for that game is scheduled for 1:30 as well. Fort A State takes a three-game winning streak into their game against Lincoln in Jefferson City. Kickoff for that game is scheduled for 2:37. And two game MIAA teams this week have a week off, as Emporia State and Central Oklahoma have a bye week.
All right, thank you, Chris. And this in from the MIAA Women's Cross Country Championships being held in Pittsburgh, Kansas. The women's portion of the championships complete this morning. And for Northwest Missouri State, the highest finisher on the women's side, Ann Herbert, she finished fifth individually at a time of 22 minutes, 2.31 seconds. And as a team, the Northwest Women's Cross Country team finished seventh. No results in yet from the men's side of the cross country championships. Last night in volleyball, the Northwest Missouri State volleyball team lost as they faced Washburn at Bearcat Arena, as they lost in three games, as Washburn improves to 21-4 and 8-1 in the MIAA. Northwest falls to 9-13 and now 3-6 in conference play. Up next for the volleyball team, they're back in action tonight. 6 o'clock is the start time at Bearcats Arena as they face Emporia State. That was originally listed on some of the schedule had been printed at 7. They moved that up to 6 o'clock, a chance for folks who've been watching Bearcat football to head over to the arena and watch some volleyball tonight. It's also Dig for a Cure, Breast Cancer Awareness Night for the Northwest volleyball team. So that's the way things look around campus with the fall sports. Here again is Northwest and Missouri Southern in the homecoming football game at Bearcat Stadium. We'll be back and have much more for you on Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee, right after this time out on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. Today, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about homecoming events and upcoming activities.
Well, I think we're probably a little biased, John. I'm sure other people, in fact, there's a lot of other universities with homecoming this weekend, but, you know, we certainly hold ours up there. It's very special because, you know, as you well know, John, here on campus, you know, a lot of our student organizations have been working so hard, not just for parade, but really leading up to it, banners on campus and canned art, the food that will go to the ministry center. So you're talking about giving back to the community, which is all very important. But also, as I mentioned, celebrating internationalism and our international students, certainly athletes and those that have contributed to athletics. But I also didn't mention, and I should, our Golden Years reunion, the class of 1963 coming back. You know, what a special, special group that is, the Golden Years. So you're right, John. I think if you look at Northwest homecoming activities, we're very proud of those, something that's very, very special in all of our lives. As we look ahead beyond this weekend into next week, you know, so many good things happening this time of the year. And give you an example, just coming up on Tuesday evening, we have a last lecture series. And, you know, it's something that I think some of their organizations try to do, and it was made popular here just several years ago. And Paco Martinez, who's an instructor of modern languages, will deliver this year's last lecture. It's at 7 o'clock in the Colton Hall Room, 3500. And, you know, Paco is such a great guy. We look forward to his address coming up on Tuesday night.
That was Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Chizinski talking with John Coffey about homecoming and upcoming events this fall.
Bearcat football.
Bearcat game day. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Bearcat Game Day. This week's player profile is Bearcat linebacker Cody Mathewson.
First off, congratulations on the big win this past Saturday, the Fall Classic against Pittsburgh State. This could be the last Fall Classic at Arrowhead. We don't know where it's going to be next year against Pittsburgh State, but what was it like for you and the team and with playing at Arrowhead Stadium for so long?
It's a great atmosphere, being there with your family, you know, with the coaches and the fans. I know the coaches use it as a big recruiting tool also, and that was a big part of me coming here, too. Like I said, you know, it's really cool seeing all the fans come from everywhere. I saw a tweet somewhere also. Someone came from 800 miles just to watch the game, which is just crazy to think of. But to be there in that kind of atmosphere and that kind of game, two top program teams in the conference, that's what we came here to play for, and that's why we came to Northwest to play in games like that.
You talked about two seem like playoff teams, almost like the caliber of the game. What was it like? Kind of almost, it did seem like a playoff game.
Yeah, it did. You know, you're playing an undefeated team also, and we're also undefeated, and it's basically just two top-notch programs who we might end up seeing in the playoffs again. Maybe, who knows, down the road, depending on how the rest of the season goes for both of us. But like I said, Pitt, 2 or 3 years ago, won the national title. It's been the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, who's been the top of the MIAA has gone the furthest in the playoffs. So it did feel like a playoff game. I mean, it was a stepping stone to us, to how we want our season to go. It was a milestone and a goal for us before the season to win at Arrowhead and win the MIAA, and that was just another step to the playoffs. So
everybody's talked about this defense this year, how strong, how well-rounded it is from the defensive line to you guys, the linebacking core, to the secondary. It just seemed like this year, it seemed like everything's connected almost.
We're really good with the mental part of the game. I mean, every morning, or at least 2-3 days a week, the D-line, DBs, LBs, we all meet on our own. We watch film before 8 a.m. classes and everything. So we're in the film room all the time trying to get that mental side of the aspect of the game down. But we don't have a lot of selfish players on the team also. That's the big part. We're all there to do our 111th. It's going to be really important this week also playing a triple option team. You know, you got three running backs, you got the option and all that stuff. It comes down to if you do your job, then someone else is going to come and make a play also or help you out, or you're going to make the play. It just ties into a bunch of unselfishness. So that's the best part. And we can all just fly around. Then we like to keep it simple. So when we come to our checks and all that, we can just call it out real quick and let us, our speed, we're very fast defense. We just fly around and try to make plays.
You talked about this coming Saturday, the triple option Missouri Southern offers against you guys. What has it been like this week preparing for that? Because like you said, that ball could go three different ways, and you got to key the running back and the quarterback as well.
Yeah, I mean, we touch on it a lot, and it's really just being where you need to be and at the time you need to be there. Also, you know, like you said, they do all of that hiding the ball and like kind of like it's kind of like high school, you know, 1990s Nebraska football, really. And it just comes down to being where you need to be and not trying to do too much. And if you don't do too much and you're where you need to be, then and you do your 111th of the team on the defense, then you can stop it.
And we've seen in a couple of weeks for Missouri Southern, these past couple of weeks, you've seen if Missouri Southern does get down, they're a one-dimensional team almost with that option. So what the key for you guys, obviously, early on is going to be able to shut that option down and make them throw that football.
Yep. I mean, it's just been like that every single game. Our way was last week, too, was to stop the run first, make Pitt one-dimensional, and let our backside cover them. And we knew our backside could cover John Brown, just like last week, as you saw. They had 27 yards or something like that rushing in the whole game, and that made them one-dimensional. It allowed us to bring more people. It made our D-line allowed to just have a rush or rush move. They knew the ball wasn't going to be rushed around, so they could just rush the ends, which made it more one-dimensional. So in this game, it's a little different because they are just a one-dimensional team already. So all we have to do is just shut down the run, and if they get in those situations where they have to pass, we have our athletes with the Dixons and Travis and Bryce and Fox and Chadwick and all those guys back there to make plays. So all we have to do is just be where we need to be. We know their philosophy, and that's where the film study comes into play. So we just play defense, fly around, and make plays.
Two big atmosphere games this past week, Arrowhead, now the homecoming game. Mm-hmm. Now, it's already Saturday, Division II football, MIAA, right in the heart of the schedule. But adding homecoming this week, I mean, the atmosphere, you guys have to be really pumped up for this game.
Yeah, I mean, it's homecoming. It's a big deal. I mean, everyone comes back. I know all of my friends who played in the past, teammates, friends, best friends who played in the last 3-4 years that I've been here with. You know, they all come back, and, you know, they want to see how we've been. A lot of people can't make it to a lot of games, so this is their time to come back to their home and to see what we can do this year. And also, it's a big deal to the student body. I know also, like, homecoming's fun and everything, and that's the whole point, but it doesn't really mean much if we don't win on Saturday. So it's kind of like the topping to the cake, the cherry to the top. Everyone has their fun during the week. You know, we do our thing also, and then at the end of the week, we, you know, get that win, and it tops off homecoming. It's a very special moment for everybody, and at night, we know it's important to everybody also.
That was Bearcat linebacker Cody Mathewson on this week's Player Profile. Stay tuned for more Bearcat Game Day sponsored by Hy-Vee after this.
Today's Bearcat Focus is underwritten by Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and his wife Polly, and Dr. Brian Viertaler and his wife Rebecca. Compass Dental Group, located at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team is busy preparing for the 2013-14 season. Bearcat men's head coach Ben McCollum says the preseason workouts are going well.
Now, I really haven't had a lot of just bad practices, which, you know, usually there's one or two mixed in there, but we've had fairly good practices, a few great ones, and consistencies there. So just need to stay with that process and continue to improve.
I know you've been talking about some rule changes that will be coming into effect this season. How much have you been working on that in practice?
You know, enough. We call them a lot more than what we have. You know, I don't want to totally get into it till I know exactly how it's going to be called and you know, when we're getting those calls. And it's really difficult to figure out the differences until you see live officiating. And we'll see that in our scrimmages and hopefully get a better idea.
Is the biggest difference just the amount of contact that they're not going to allow now?
Yeah, I think on the dribbler is the main point of emphasis. Actually, it's a rule now. Not to hand check, not to use arm bars. I like it. I think you have to now work on defense or you have to go zone, one of the two. But you have to move your feet, defend properly, or play zone defense.
How much is the early season practice, how much of a help is it that you've got such an experienced group coming back this year?
You know, it spoils you a little bit, and so you got to be careful. Because a lot of times I'll look out and I think we're having a good practice. Well, it's five guys that are having a good practice. It's my seniors. And so you have to be careful to make sure that everybody else is engaged and doing their job as well.
The Bearcat men's basketball team is picked to finish second in the MIAA in both the preseason coaches and media polls. Today's Bearcat Focus is underwritten by Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and his wife Polly, and Dr. Brian Viertaler and his wife Rebecca.
Hit me, I'm open.
This is Bearcat Football.
Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Bearcat Game Day as we go on the sidelines with Chad Boswick, linebackers coach at Northwest Missouri State. Coach, last week, your guys obviously have been working hard all year.
Yeah.
Last week, it seemed like not only were they working hard, but got some sacks. There were some interceptions, the turnovers. Last week just had to be fun to see some of that hard work turn into statistics.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and that's, you know, playing hard all the time and just giving a great effort every single snap is something I preach with my guys every single week. Play harder than your opponent and good things will happen. And obviously everybody saw how that worked out last week for us. So,
how much of the good defensive play was scheme? How much of it was just the guys, like you said, working harder than their opponent?
A lot of it was a little mixture of both. You know, we got into some passing situations And, you know, we brought a three-man rush with a linebacker, and that seemed to help us a lot. Just bring a guy from different areas, you know, just from different spots. And we had a lot of success with that, and so we just kept rolling with that.
It seemed like your guys' ability to get that pressure on really helped out because, I mean, there were a few longer passes,
yeah,
but not many at all because – the guys in the back could trust what you were doing.
Oh, absolutely. Those guys, I mean, they locked them down in the back end, and then that allows us up front, you know, our D-line and linebackers to a little bit of extra time to get there. And, you know, we could pin our ears back and get in those certain long situations and go get the quarterback. So, you know, those are the type of situations that we were trying to get in.
How have you felt the progression of your group has been so far this year in terms of trying to get better each ball game?
You know, again, that's something Coach Doerr always talks about, is getting better each week. And, you know, I think we've done a great job of that. Our kids have bought into it. With my group, I think that those guys, they trust what we're telling them, you know, and they go out there and work their butts off during the week, have great practices, and then go out and perform it on Saturdays. So
you see a really different offense this week.
Yeah.
You've seen some different things really almost every week.
Yeah.
Does that kind of keep it fun for the guys in terms of preparing when you see something different every week like
absolutely,
that?
Absolutely. I think, you know, each and every week it's a new opponent, so you're going to see different things. And this week, is we haven't seen this type of offense all year, but we did a couple times last year. So, and at least the linebackers, all these guys played against this, you know, Missouri Southern and Harding last year. So they know what to expect with the triple option. And, you know, for us, you know, I come into the week on Monday and talk to those guys and, you know, just say if you do your job, then you're going to get a lot of stats this week too. There's a lot of opportunities for these guys to get some tackles. So those are things they like to hear. And, you know, hopefully we'll go out and execute our game plan.
And let's talk about your group against the triple option.
Yep.
Like you're going to see, what's the linebacker's job? What are they supposed to do in that against that offense?
With our outside guys, you know, and our middle linebackers and D-line, it's, and also the back end, it kind of ties in. You know, we're going to try and mix it up with who's on the dive, who's on the quarterback, who's on the pitch, and just give different looks to that quarterback and try and get in his face a couple times, make him pitch it early or just make him execute the whole option. And I think, you know, if we do that, we're going to have some pretty good success.
Now, I know sometimes you can't really replicate in practice what
right.
you're going to see in game, especially speed.
Absolutely.
Does it take a little bit to adjust in terms of just getting that feel for the speed and how they run it?
Yeah, I think it does for sure. You know, our scouts have done a great job all week of running that offense, but there's no substitute for game speed, especially with this and how well they run it, because they're very, very good at running that offense. So, you know, again, that's something I've been talking with the linebackers about. We got to get used to that game speed early, and that way we can hopefully have some early success, and our offense can have some early success and get those guys down in the hole. So
that's Chad Boswick. He's a linebackers coach at Northwest Missouri State. We're back with more after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Work.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
2008 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Keaton Guest was recently honored by the Alumni Association with this year's Young Alumni Award. The Maryville native says he was shocked when he learned of the award.
Certainly something I wasn't expecting. It was just really cool. Just because it involved, you know, not only receiving some recognition, which is great, but I think more importantly, you know, I had the opportunity to go back home, visit Northwest. I got to spend some time with current students, spend time with my old professors, and give back a little bit.
Guest was involved in many activities while at Northwest, serving as president of Tau Kappa Epsilon, being involved in Blue Key, Mortarboard, Cardinal Key, and Order of Omega. And was a member of the X106 campus radio station executive staff and a print ad designer for the Northwest Missourian. Guest currently lives in New York City and is a senior account manager at Yahoo.
I had a great opportunity working at Yahoo in Omaha and the opportunity to kind of learn and develop my career and grow personally as well. And they gave me the opportunity to move out to New York, which has been great. You know, definitely learning a lot and continue to, you know, grow both personally and professionally within the realm of Manhattan and dealing with all of that craziness, which is a fun crazy, and it's a really good time. And at the same time, working in the internet industry, I mean, I've been able to stay connected and kind of stay rooted back home. And
This year's Young Alumni Award recipient, Keaton Guess.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248. Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee.
And we're back on Bearcat Game Day, talking now with the head coach of Missouri Southern, Darryl Day. Coach, let's start with last week, a matchup with Missouri Western. It really looked like, for the most part, especially in the first half, your team was playing really well, had a halftime lead, but six turnovers in the ball game really seemed to be the issue for your team.
Without a doubt. I mean, we were sitting there. We spotted them 14 points to start the game. Get back with the lead, 21-17 going into halftime. They come back. It's 28-21. We're at the 2-yard line with a chance to score. We fumble again at the 2, and they kind of throw up a little, kind of a play that they try to get you offsides. And it was kind of a lot of, confusion with the play, but they allowed the play to go and they hit a big ball that kind of put the game away. But, you're sitting there with 8 minutes left to play. You know, with the tying score, it would have been just like last year. It would have been on then. So unfortunate, but we turned the ball over, and you can't expect to beat a good football team turning the ball over, you know, six times a game.
When you take a look at the season as a whole, as we are now into the second half of the season, it looks like things have been going well. What are you seeing as some of the strengths of your team so far?
Well, you know, our offense being able to move the football against people has been critical. We've been able to control the clock and shorten the game and give ourselves a chance to win in the fourth quarter, and I think that's been key. Our defense has progressed along nicely and have gotten better and better, and actually played their best game against Western. I think if you look at the numbers, we held them under, you know, 80 yards rushing and probably his low total in passing, but for the year. So we're doing some good things. It's just, you know, we got a new team that was 60 new kids here, 5 new coaches. So, you know, the progression has been slow, but it's coming along.
With so much new with this year's team, when you talk about the players and coaches, obviously you got to look to leadership on your team from the players. Who have you found have been some of the leaders for this team, for the successes that you have had?
Yeah, our starting quarterback, Jay McDowell, he's the first sophomore captain I've ever been around. You know, he was player of the week a couple weeks ago with 220-something yards rushing. So he's a guy that stepped up, showed a lot of toughness, and has been able to make our offense function very well. We've got Gavin Ridgeway and Damon Hare, very athletic linebackers that play very well in space, and they're playing hurt. And that's leadership.
Obviously, this week, a matchup against Northwest Missouri State. What sort of approach do you take with the team, with the way everything has gone so far against a team like Northwest?
Yeah, it's just, you know, you take them one day at a time, one play at a time. And I think that a lot of our guys that are on this team that are so new don't know about Northwest and don't know about their history. And so, you know, I think last year, to be honest, I think our team was, you know, it was a team that were here before. We're a little intimidated and really didn't just step up and play like they were capable of doing. But hopefully our guys will go in there and just turn it loose and play and, you know, and do the best they can.
As you look at the last month of the season or so, what's the focus for the team? Obviously, you guys want to pick up wins, and that's goal number one, but what are some of the areas that you're looking at for this team to focus on in terms of overall improvement?
Well, just improve on the things we're concentrating on. I mean, your football players are creatures of habit, and what you emphasize is what you're going to get. So, you know, I want to just make sure they understand on how to play an entire game and play in concert, offense and defense, special teams, and give yourself a chance to win ball games, not making those critical mistakes or critical turnovers. So, you know, it's just a focus on getting better. You're out there to get better each day, and hopefully up to the last day we're in practice, you know, we're trying to get better and we're trying to improve our fundamentals and our technique.
All right, we appreciate the time, Coach, and good luck in the ball game.
Thank you.
That's Missouri Southern head coach Darryl Day. We'll be back with more on Bearcat Game Day after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-562-3677. Support also comes from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville, serving breakfast and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. till midnight and late night till 2 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat football. Bearcat game day. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Bearcat Game Day, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Durrell. Today it's homecoming, Northwest and Missouri Southern. And, AD, I know this is something that means a lot to you, not only just being head coach of Northwest Missouri State's football team, but also being a Maryville native and knowing what homecoming means to the community.
Yeah, it certainly does, John. You know, homecoming here is a very special deal. And, you know, I've known that since I was little and I remember going to the parades with my family when I was young and just something your whole life you – you're kind of immersed in it, and it's neat to see. And, you know, our university does such a great job of tying everything together, whether it's the Greek organizations and extracurricular with the football game, with the parade, and then, you know, including our community into it. And I think it's a very unique and special thing, and, you know, we're very, very proud of it. And we know we've got one job to do to make everybody's homecoming special, to try to win that football game.
And you're coming into this game, I would imagine, feeling pretty good about the way the team's playing, coming off a big win over Pittsburgh State last week at Arrowhead Stadium, and it seems like things have been really coming together here the last few weeks.
Yeah, I feel good about where we're at because I feel like our kids are focused and we don't take anybody for granted. Our preparation is great. We show up to practice each week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and work hard. And we've had a great week of preparation this week. You know, our senior leadership is phenomenal right now, and I just feel really good about our chemistry. And you know, we got kids playing for each other, and we're a very unselfish football team right now.
You're facing a Missouri Southern team that really seems to be playing some pretty good football as well. You look at last week with their loss to Missouri Western. That was a game where they very easily could have came away with a win.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I have a lot of respect for what Coach Day's doing. I feel like right now what Missouri Southern's doing as a whole, offense, defense, and special teams, I think it makes them very unique. And, you know, that's not by accident. He's doing that intentionally, and I just feel like him and his staff are doing a really good job, and I think they're a very underlooked football program in our league right now. Their kids are tough kids. They play hard. They're violent at the line of scrimmage, and, you know, we've got our hands full today.
Talk about some of the things that they do a little bit different. First of all, on offense, running out of a lot of option, and that's something you don't see much anymore in the conference.
No, you don't. You know, I just anybody who was here when Chuck Litteris was at Maryville High School, you're going to look like Maryville High as far as the flex bone, and you know that's what they're doing right now, and they're doing it really well on offense. trying to get 3 and 4 yards on first down and just really trying to chew up the clock.
What does that do as far as problems in preparing when you don't see that on a week-to-week basis overall, so you have to try to stop this option? What are some of the concerns you have trying to do something that you don't see very often?
Well, the first thing is it's really tough to simulate it Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but I think we've done a really good job with that this week. It's a dip. You got to have a different mind frame. You know, it's not going to be a quote-unquote pretty football game. It's going to be violent at the line of scrimmage. There's not going to be a lot of throwing, and you know your D-backs have really got to anchor down and come up and tackle. You can't get out leveraged, and you know you got to try to stop the run as much as you can. The big thing, a big key for us defensively, is just a mindset. We may have to play four downs. I think they've gone for it like 20 something times this year on fourth down, and so that's part of a game plan. You know, on when it's third and six and they're around midfield, most likely they're not going to throw it. They're going to run it and try to get it to fourth and short, and they're probably going to go for it.
Now, defensively, they also do some things that you don't see on a week-to-week basis as well.
No, they're running what we call 3-3 stack defense, and their defense is predicated off speed and deception, and they try to bring guys, blitz guys from a lot of different places, play a lot of man coverage, try to get up and be physical with you. And so, again, you've got to have your blitz protection in order, which, again, we've had a really good week with that. You've got to be able to pick up the blitz and handle the blitz. But, you know, the big thing is you've got to get positive yards on first down and stay out of third and long.
What are some of the things that they're doing special team-wise?
Oh, they're running about 12 or 13 different punt formations, and they're trying to limit your block. And, you know, Darrell's always been a guy that's run a lot of fake punts as a head football coach, and we're going to be ready for that, hopefully. And we're expecting a fake punt today. You know, it's just kind of his MO. He's always done that. Kickoff coverage team, they're running a lot of different kick coverage teams, and they're being very diverse on special teams and running a lot of different people in and out.
What are some of the main keys that you see for today's game?
We need to win the turnover battle. We need to be very, very physical at the line of scrimmage. You know, we got to try to match their violence at the line of scrimmage. We got to utilize our possessions on offense and have a sense of urgency on offense. And, you know, defensively, we just got to limit first down plays and try to get them into passing situations.
All right. Well, Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thank you.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Dorrell. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have more for you on Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee, right after this time out on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides a complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. And from Bakiro and Herzog Remax First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri. Specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City, more information is available at 816-806-7777. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main Street in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at bearcatlanes.com.
Today's Senior Spotlight is underwritten by Maryville State Farm agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal at 121 West Lincoln and 305 Larry Lane.
Jake Scarbo enters today's game playing in his last homecoming game as a member of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. Scarbo comes from Blue Springs, Missouri, where he graduated from Blue Springs South High School. Scarbo initially was not part of the Bearcat football team upon arriving at Northwest, but he was able to become a member of the team after walking on. Scarbo says walking onto the team was a proud moment for him.
I had to work a little bit harder than the other guys who came in initially. You know, I pride myself on the fact that I'm now a 2-year starter.
Scarbo played in his last fall classic at Arrowhead Stadium this past Saturday. The opportunity to play at Arrowhead Stadium was a dream of Scarborough's growing up.
Absolutely. That was one of the things that I looked forward to. I had always seen that game televised, you know, year in and year out, and something that I thought would be very cool to experience, and I'm glad that I have.
The Northwest Missouri State Bearcats won the national championship in 2009. Scarbo was a freshman on the football team that year and says that's when the Bearcat way began for him.
Kind of had a unique experience my freshman year as I came in my first year we won the national championship, and so ever since then we've kind of seen what it takes to get to where, you know, teams want to go, where teams want to be. And so the Bearcat way is kind of what got defined that year.
After graduation from Northwest Missouri State University, Scarborough says a career goal hasn't been established, but he is waiting for the right opportunity.
I have a marketing and business management degree, and so again, I don't really have my eye on any company specifically, so you know, anything in that field, I think I do plan on moving back to Kansas City.
For the Bearcat Radio Network, I'm Chris Roush.
Senior Spotlight has been brought to you by State Farm agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and 305 Larry Lane in Maryville.
Hit me, I'm open.
This is Bearcat Football.
Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back out at Bearcat Stadium before this afternoon's homecoming matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern as we look at starters for today's game. Starting off offensively for Northwest, the big difference you'll see is at the quarterback spot. Brady Bowles will get the start this afternoon in place of Trevor Adams. Adams is dressed, did warm up, but is going to be out after that injury suffered early in last week's game at Arrowhead Stadium. Bowles, a 6'3", 180-pound sophomore out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Look at the offensive line in front of him. Cole Chevalier is the center, a 6'2", 285-pound junior from Lee's Summit. At the guard spots, Cody Carlson, a 6'3", 275-pound senior from Eudora, Kansas. The right guard is Jake Scarborough, a 6'2", 275-pound senior from Blue Springs. And the tackles, C.J. Keeney, he's on the right side, a 6'6", 280-pound junior out of Smithville, Missouri. The left tackle is Shane Smith. He is a 6'4", 280-pound sophomore from Shelbina. The tight end, Joel Gans, at 6'5", 245 pounds. He is a senior from Perry, Kansas. The wide receivers, Clint Utter, a 6'3", 200-pound senior from Bloomfield, Iowa. Jason Jazadis, a 6'3", 190-pound sophomore out of Westmont, Illinois. And Reuben Thomas, a 6'2", 185-pound junior from Pasadena, California. The fullback is Marcus Wright. He is a 6'3", 225-pound junior from Kansas City. And the starting running back is Billy Creason, a 5'10", 200-pound senior from Grain Valley, Missouri. The defense Northwest will go up against from Missouri Southern today. Starting out on the front line, the three-man front in the middle, Brennan Nora, a 6'5", 250-pound junior out of Destrehan, Louisiana. The defensive ends, Ryan Phillips, a 6'2", 230-pound junior from Royce City, Texas. Paco Verol, a 6'3", 270-pound senior from Hamburg, Germany. In the three-man linebacking corps, Gatlin Ridgeway is a 5'10", 205-pound senior from Danville, Ohio. Marquez Edgett is a 6'2", 212-pound junior from Grenada, Mississippi. Dalvin Taylor is a 6'1", 205-pound junior from Holcomb, Mississippi. In their secondary, the cornerbacks are Breon Matlock, a 5'8", 150-pound junior from Texarkana, Texas. Michael Burks is the other corner, a 6'1", 187-pound sophomore out of Jonesboro, Louisiana. In their safety spots, the weak side safety is Jason Brown, a 6'1", 188-pound junior from Stone Mountain, Georgia. The free safety is Gage Washington, a 6'1", 190-pound junior from Clinton, Mississippi. And the strong safety is Devon Hare, a 5'10", 185-pound senior from Atlanta, Texas. A look at the defense for Northwest Missouri State this afternoon. Starting out, the nose guard, Brandon Yost, a 6'2", 280-pound sophomore out of Omaha. Bryant Hummel is the defensive tackle, a 6'2", 240-pound senior from Clarinda, Iowa. At the defensive end spots, Matt Longacre, a 6'3", 240-pound junior out of Omaha. And Matt Minert at 6'3", 240 pounds. He is a senior from Easton, Kansas. And the three-man linebacking corps, D.J. Nader is the Mike Backer, a 6'2", 225-pound junior from Council Bluffs. The Buck Backer, Eric Reimer, coming off a big game at Arrowhead last week. He is a 6'2", 225-pound junior from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. The Rover Backer is Cody Matthewson, a 6'2", 230-pound junior from Madrid, Iowa. In the secondary for Northwest, the cornerbacks, Brandon and Brian Dixon, both are 6 foot, 195-pound seniors out of Pompano Beach, Florida. The free safety, Bryce Enyard, at 6 feet 1 inches, 185 pounds. He is a sophomore out of Huntsville, Missouri. And the strong safety is Travis Manning, a 6 foot, 190-pound junior from Belleville, Illinois. Offensively for Missouri Southern this afternoon, look at their front line. The center is Caleb Benner, a 6 foot, 265-pound junior from Kearney, Missouri. The left guard, Spencer Trumbly, a 6 foot 2 inch, 265-pound junior from Paola, Kansas. And the right guard, Austin Wolfe, a 6 foot, 282-pound junior out of Lenexa, Kansas. The tackles on the right side, Bo Bonus, a 6 foot 2 inch, or rather 6 foot 6 inch, 250-pound junior from Monette, Missouri. And the left guard is, the left tackle is Julian Young, a 6 foot 5 inch, 250-pound senior from Kansas City. The wide receivers, Josh Jones, a 6 foot 3 inch, 195-pound junior out of Altadena, California. And Deion Collier, a 6 foot 3 inch, 215-pound freshman from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The fullback is Jerice Forshew, a 5 foot 10 inch, 180-pound sophomore out of Forney, Texas. Their running backs are Terrence Allen, a 5 foot 10 inch, 190-pound junior from Junction City, Kansas, and Michael Nelson, a 5 foot 10 inch, 190-pound sophomore out of Bixby, Oklahoma. Starting quarterback that you heard Coach Day talking about earlier is Jay McDowell, a 6 foot 2 inch, 190-pound sophomore out of Covington, Louisiana. So there are your starters, Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern. It is homecoming for the Bearcats this afternoon. We're back with more from Bearcat Stadium after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-562-3677. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info available at 562-7562 or MarryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Support also comes from Hy-Vee in Maryville. Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Hickory House smoked meats along with the line spices, rubs, and sauces. More in-store at Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More at nvb.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Shrek Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups and oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or in shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville. And from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. Support also comes from Bram Danfield Funeral Home in Maryville, located at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com. Also from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville.
Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee. Welcome back to Bearcat Stadium, Mel Churchman Field. We're about set for the national anthem prior to today's homecoming matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern. The color guard coming out onto the field right now, and it will be a great crowd on hand for homecoming, as you might expect. A lot of the tailgaters making their way over now. We should have a sold-out game between Northwest Missouri State coming in ranked second nationally and a Missouri Southern team that is much improved this season, coming in with a 5-2 record. They're 4-2 in the MIAA. The Bearcats are 7-0 and 6-0 in conference play. Time now for the national anthem, performed by the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Marching Band.
Bearcat Marching Band leads us in our national anthem. Thank you.
national anthem performed by the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Marching Band. Time now to go downstairs and check in with our sideline reporter, Chris Roush, and our reports from Chris, brought to you each day by Edward Jones, as he Edward Jones and broker J.R. Kurz underwrites our sideline reports. Let's go downstairs and check in with Chris.
Thanks, guys. Last week, the Bearcat defense allowed only 27 yards rushing against Pittsburgh State. One key today for the Northwest Missouri State defense, who allows less than 100 yards a game on the ground, will be to contain the Missouri Southern rushing attack, who averages over 350 yards per game. Back to you guys.
All right, thank you, Chris. We'll hear from Chris throughout the afternoon as Northwest and Missouri Southern are about ready to kick off in front of a capacity crowd at Bearcat Stadium. We'll be back and have more for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Edward Jones financial advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com. Also from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. And from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from East Hill Shopping Center at Frederick Boulevard and Belt Highway in St. Joseph. 45 minutes from Maryville, East Hill's newest additions include Victoria's Secret, Rally House, Justice, and Charlotte Russe. More at shopeasthills.com.
Follow the Northwest Missouri State football team right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bearcat Stadium, Mel Churchman Field. I'm John Coffey, joined by Matt Gordon, Chris Rouse, also a statistician today, Josh Jefford, and our studio engineer along the Bearcat Radio Network, Christian Grady. Great afternoon for football. Temperature in the mid-50s, a little bit of a breeze coming in this one, but shouldn't be much of a factor in the game at all. And Northwest Missouri State will kick off to start this game. They go from our left to our right here at Bearcat Stadium. Before we get to the kickoff, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gordon, some of the keys to this matchup.
Well, I really think for Northwest, obviously controlling the running game, but we always talk a lot about getting out to an early lead. I don't think it has to be to an early lead, but if the Cats can get a lead of a couple of scores, it really makes this game hard for Missouri Southern. The way they control the football, try to control the clock, there's not going to be as many possessions in this game as there typically is. So if Northwest can get a lead, it's really going to make it a tough afternoon for Missouri Southern. You look at their receiving core. Their leading receiver has 9 catches on the year. For Northwest, they have 8 guys that have at least 9 catches or more. So that kind of gives you an idea of the difference of offenses we'll see today.
Van Turin will have the ball teed up between the hashes at the 35. Northwest with their home green uniforms. They have the white stripes on the shoulder pads, the all-white pants, along with the white helmets with the green Bearcat paw. They're looking for today's game. Good crowd on hand, as you might expect, for homecoming 2013. A little bit of a breeze out of the north as Truen will swing into it. It's a high end-over-end kick and will go out of the end zone. It takes a bounce about 9 yards deep into the end zone and out of the end zone. So Missouri Southern will take over first and 10 from the 25 as they bring it out. Boy, what a great atmosphere for today's game. As always, homecoming brings out a huge crowd. They're continuing to file into Bearcat Stadium. And, again, we're a little bit partial on that, but nobody really does homecomings any better than Northwest Missouri State.
No, I got to be honest with you. You know, we see several of them as we travel around, and it just doesn't seem like homecoming is done like it is here.
Jay McDowell at quarterback under center, looking at that option. Offense, quick handoff goes to the fullback, and for two, trying to go off tackle to the right side, crosses the 25 to the 26-yard line. And now they're going to say he was down just before getting to the line of scrimmage. Forward progress down, so about a loss of a half yard. Second down coming up for Missouri Southern. Reimer, the linebacker, coming off a great game last week against Pittsburgh State, making the tackle for the Bearcats. Again, offering out of that option. They have a slot to the right and left, and a fullback right behind the quarterback, Jay McDowell. Missouri Southern in all white uniform, trimmed in green and yellow. Option to the left side. The pitch going on the left to the slot back at the 30-yard line, and getting the pitch at that time was Terrence Allen, and Allen brought down right at the 30. And this will bring up third down coming up, and we have an injured player down back at the 25-yard line. Looks like an injured Bearcat. Well, he's unable to pick up the number here, but an injured Bearcat on what now will be a third and five.
That's another thing. A lot of times with a triple option team, what the defense has got to be ready for is very physical play because, you know, they're obviously all they've done all year is have to play physical blocking, run blocking, that sort of thing. And so you got to keep an eye out for that.
And it looks like the injured player for Northwest is Brandon Yost as he comes over to the sideline, just kind of holding his rib area. That's one thing Coach Dorrell talked about Thursday night during the coaches' show was it's going to be violent along the offensive and defensive lines, and we're seeing a physical game already. At the 30-yard line, ball on the left hash for the Lions. It's third down and five. No score of this game, just underway. Under center, McDowell. In motion goes Michael Nelson to the right side. He takes the pitch, tries to turn the corner to the right, and being thrown to the ground on the far sideline there to make the tackle was Bryce Inyard. Out of bounds, should be short of the first down.
Well, they're going to get a horse collar. At least the flag has been thrown, and they may call a horse collar tackle here, which would give Southern a first down. Looked like he'd gotten a hold of him around the arm. Usually the horse collar tackle is called when a guy is grabbed up around the neck area of the shoulder pads, but the tackle did come from behind, did look a little awkward, and the officials are talking about it right now.
There's no foul.
So that's what they discussed. They realized that the tackle did come at the arm. It just looked like an awkward fall, so it's safer to throw the flag, discuss it, get the call right, than to not throw it and miss it.
That'll bring up fourth and three in a punting situation for Missouri Southern. Matt, if there's one thing I think we've seen the last several years with officials, they tend to discuss things more and try to make a good attempt to get the calls right.
And that's tremendous. I'd rather take an extra 30, 45 seconds like we just did there and see the correct call.
Dominique O'Neill will punt a low snap, and they go after, and it's a low end-over-end punt. Takes a bounce at midfield at the numbers on the left side. Picked up by Bryce Young at the 38-yard line on the far side. Gets to the 40, where Northwest will have it first and 10 to start their first series of the game. Again, no score, Northwest and Missouri Southern in the homecoming 2013 matchup.
Well, and now the Bearcats were just about to run onto the field, the offense. One of them bumped into the field judge who fell down, and while he was down, threw a flag. Well, after the play, I mean, the offense was huddled up on the sideline. They start heading out toward the field, some of them without turning their heads immediately, and now it looks like that's going to cost them a penalty.
Northwest.
They called a sideline warning, but the official went down out about the numbers, which is about 10 yards away from the sideline. It was the huddle, breaking huddle, heading out onto the field. So I don't know how you get a sideline warning out at the numbers.
First and 10 for Northwest. They'll have it at their 39-yard line. Officials for today, the referees Richard Dixon, the umpire Jim Losey, the head linesman's Lee Ross, the line judge is David Mizell, also the side judge Kevin Warner, field judge is Darwin Clardy, and Kellen Adams, the back judge. Pistol formation for Brady Bowles, getting the start in place of Trevor Adams out with that shoulder injury. Marcus Wright will go in motion right to the left. And the handoff going to Creason, off tackle on the left side, past the 40, and gets to the 42, maybe 43-yard line on a first down run for Northwest, just trying to go off that left side. And again, that picks up about 4 yards on a first down run. So second down and six coming up for Northwest. Cats going without a huddle. Three receivers to the right side. Again, the pistol formation for Bulls. The sophomore out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Back to pass. Sets up. And dumps it, and it's caught. Creason with blockers in front of him at 45 at the numbers, now to midfield into Missouri Southern territory. Breaks a tackle to the 40, spins to the 38, and finally thrown out of bounds. It took three Missouri Southern players to bring him out of bounds.
What an effort there by Creason, and what a play call as well. It wasn't really a screen pass necessarily, but they got all the receivers to go deep downfield, took all the secondary with them, and underneath, that was a nice, easy dump pass down to Billy Creason for a good gain on first.
Picks up 19 yards, Swin and Ridgeway, a couple of the players who threw him out of bounds, but first and 10 Northwest. Right will go in, motion to the left, out of the pistol formation, ball on the right hash at the 38. Hand off Creason, left side, nice hole, past the 35, down to the 32-yard line. Another good pickup on a first down run for Northwest. Just going off that left side of the line, picks up six this time, second and four coming up for the Cats.
Tackle by McBride. Ball on the 32-yard line, second down, four.
Second and four coming up for the Bearcats at the 32. No score, game just underway. It is a flag falls.
Flag of the play. False start.
Jake Scarborough, the right guard, unfortunately getting called for this one. Penalties not much of a problem this season, with the exception of the Northeastern State game. Northwest coming in, the least penalized team in the MIAA. Bryce Young will go wide to the left side. It is now second down and nine after the five-yard mark off. Pistol formation. Robert Burton III behind the quarterback, Bulls. Play action. Back to passes, Bulls. All kinds of time. Going deep far side. Has a man open at the five-yard line and falls to the ground at the three. Coming up with a catch, Corey Jackson, who is wide open. It'll be first to go from the three-yard line.
Yeah, just a shade underthrown. And, you know, credit Jackson, because it would have been real tempting to just try to come up with the catch and maybe take a chance of dropping it so you could try to score a touchdown. But he just made sure that he got the catch and got the Cats a first and goal.
34 yards on the pass play. First and goal for Northwest from the three-yard line. Three receivers to the left side. And the handoff going to Burton. Huge hole off the middle. He goes into the end zone for the touchdown.
Well, it's exactly the kind of start you want if you're Northwest. They get a three and out on defense against that triple option, which is great to see, because we thought both ways, you know, it may be a little bit of a slow start, but it seems like both sides of the ball clicking on all cylinders right from the start.
That offensive line doing a great job both on the run and the pass on that drive, and opening up some holes. A nice hole for Burton to run through. And Young will hold, ball down, kick is on the way, and it is good. So the Cats strike first. It's now Northwest 7 and Missouri Southern nothing. 11:10 left in the first quarter. We'll be back to Bearcat Stadium right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. The right side field at about the 2-yard line. Now past the 10 to the 14-yard line. And the Missouri Southern will have it from their 14-yard line, as Schwinn then took it about the 3-yard line or so and really slipped just a little bit trying to make his run down the field, or rather up the field, and brings up first and 10, where they'll place it right at the 15 for Missouri Southern. Cats in front, 7-0 after a 5-play, 61-yard drive, 2:08 off the clock, and that 3-yard run by Burton into the end zone for the score. First and 10 for Missouri Southern. Ball off the right side. And to keep it is the quarterback McDowell, and he is hit and dropped right at the line of scrimmage. Went with the fake on the handoff to the fullback for two, and then tried to follow for two through, and will pick up a yard, bringing up second and nine. Jay McDowell came into this game with 93 carries, 659 yards, and averages just over 94 yards per game rushing, second on this team in rushing. Two receivers to the left, one to the right side. On second down and nine, two-step drop, pass behind the line of scrimmage, just caught by the slot back off the left side as the flag falls, catching it as Allen thrown to the ground near the 16-yard line. There on the coverage for Northwest, Colin Bevins, and this will bring up third down and long, but we have a flag down. Levi Freeman, a left guard, getting called for the penalty.
So already, you know, you've got an offense that's been running the ball so much all year long, and already they've had a blocking penalty against them, something you typically don't see against an offensive line that run blocks almost constantly, but they've got one here early on.
They have had problems with penalties this year, ninth in the conference in penalties, being penalized a little bit over 63 yards per game. Second down and 17. They move the ball back to the 8-yard line. Officials over talking with Coach Adam Dorrell on the Bearcat sideline. Looks like Northwest may want to decline this penalty.
Yeah, because you're not really getting the full 15 yards. It's a half the distance to the goal, and if you decline the penalty, it makes it third down and nine. And the way Northwest has stopped that run game, and the fact that typically with a third down and nine, that's a passing down, that's a passing situation, and so, you know, A, they're not comfortable passing, and B, you put a team uncomfortable passing into that situation. So they can make a lot more happen in this situation than with that penalty.
Missouri Southern has done a good job this year on third down conversions, first in the conference, but oftentimes they're not in a third and long situation. The option to the left side, they fake the pitch. McDowell tries to cut in, forced in by Reimer, and will be brought down shy of a first down. Coming from behind was Colin Bevins. Reimer forced it inside, and this will bring up fourth down after a one-yard gain.
Obviously, they played it well. You can tell they've seen it on film a lot with the speed of this Bearcat defense. Just going to make it so much tougher to run a triple option and try to get outside the hash marks.
Fourth down coming up, fourth and eight. O'Neill to punt after a 34-yard punt on his first time. We'll try to punt this one toward DeYoung, who's back near the 47-yard line between the hashes in Bearcat territory. Cats up 7-0. Another low snap. They go after the punt. Another line drive. Kind of a rugby-type punt. A poor punt picked up by Young at the 49 of Missouri Southern territory. Tries to reverse field and is brought down by Justin Tomlinson as he tried to cut back the other way. Tomlinson got him by the ankles and tripped him up.
A little bit of a dangerous punt because he's kicking it so low that somebody that's still on the defensive line could potentially reach up and knock it out of the air. But if he gets it past that, keeping it low like that keeps it out of the wind, which in warm-ups to windward, it was just knocking punts down left and right.
Wind coming out of the north. First and 10 for Northwest. They scored on their first possession. Brady Bowles getting the start in place of Trevor Adams. Bowles out of the shotgun formation as Burton goes in motion left side. And Bowles wants to run with another nice hole to the 45, to the 40, a gain of 12 and a first down for Northwest as Bowles able to get into the secondary of Missouri Southern.
They had for one play, they brought Kyle Zimmerman in there for Northwest, and so he's kind of taken on the role of Brady Bowles maybe, not quite to the extent of what we would see Bowles, but just to try to throw off Missouri Southern a little bit.
So it brings up first down, first and 10 from the 40-yard line. Bowles back out there, has time, going deep, spirals it out, and it's incomplete at the goal line off that left side, going incomplete, trying to get the pass to Reuben Thomas, and this will bring up second down.
Well, I thought that maybe as Thomas went up, John Quavius McBride had a hold of his jersey, but you didn't see Thomas with too much of a complaint after that. It was just good defense by McBride.
So this will bring up second down at 10 from the 40-yard line. Wide to the right side, Jason Josadis. Two receivers to the left. And the quick handoff going to Folks, who turns the corner to the right side, has room at the 30-yard line, and he's to the 26 before being wrapped up at the 26-yard line. Gage Washington there to make the tackle, but another first down for Northwest. Picks up 15 that time for the first down.
I tell you what, great hustle by Bryce Johnston, the offensive lineman. He was out in front. If Folks hesitates, just a second, lets Johnston get by him. Johnston makes that block, and it could go for six.
Zimmerman back out there at the quarterback. He's out of the shotgun formation. Three receivers to the left, two to the right side as they clear out the backfield. Now the snap comes right by Zimmerman, picks it up on the left side, rolls left, looks to throw the ball, and throws it away on the far sideline, goes incomplete. That time the snap kind of caught Zimmerman off guard.
Well, we're going to have an offsides here. Missouri Southern jumped, and Chevalier noticed that, and so he snapped the football. Yeah, it did catch Zimmerman off guard, but it's nothing that's going to hurt the Bearcats.
Still first down.
So they'll mark it to the 20-yard line. Second down and five, rather first down and five coming up for Northwest. And back out on the field, Brady Vols. Northwest in front, 7-0. Josadis will go wide to the left side. Utter to the right side. Also slot to the right is Reuben Thomas. Looks to the right of Bowles. Back to pass. And escapes tackle. Now scrambles back right side. Tosses it away and gets it thrown away just in time as he's trying to avoid a sack. And this will bring up second down and five. Over on the far side, Coach Aday of Missouri Southern a little bit upset.
Yeah, you wanted to see a penalty against Bowles for trying to throw that ball out. He felt like maybe intentional grounding could have been called, but no flag comes.
Burton in the game at the tailback spot behind the quarterback Bowles out of the pistol. Three receivers lining up off that right side. One of those folks goes in motion right to left. He'll take the forward pitch, tries to turn the corner left side, and is hit as he turns the corner. Crosses the 20 to about the 18-yard line. And there to make that tackle was Paco Verol. 3-yard gain, bringing up third down and two for Northwest.
Verol was the one who applied the pressure initially on that last play that got Bowles out of the pocket and running around. So a good couple of straight plays there by Verol.
He's out of Hamburg, Germany, a 6'3", 270-pound senior. Third down and short yardage out of the shotgun. Handoff going from Bowles to right side and going nowhere as they tried to go on that right with the quick handoff to Fulks. He had nowhere to go that time. Eric Dago, junior out of Houston, Texas, to make the tackle after a loss of two. This will bring up fourth down. And for Northwest, field goal attempt coming up. Van Churin coming out. This ball will be placed between the hashes at the 26. A 36-yard attempt coming up for Turin is long this year. It's from 45 yards, 4-7 on field goals so far this year. Right between the hashes with the wind to his back, Young will hold, ball down, kick is on the way, and has the distance, and it is good. So the Cats score in their second possession of the game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Southern, 10-0 with 6:32 left in the first quarter. We'll be back to Bearcat Stadium, El Churchman Field, right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee in Maryville. Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in store at Maryville Hy-Vee at 1217 South Main.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Another deep kick by Trun and a touchback as filled about 8 yards deep into the end zone. So Missouri Southern will have a first and 10 from their 25-yard line. Welcome back, Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Chris Rouse is downstairs, and let's check in with Chris.
All right, thanks, guys. Going back to the first two scoring plays for Northwest. Jake Scarborough said earlier this week it was important for them to establish the run early because they knew it was going to be a very physical contest up front from the defensive line of Missouri Southern. Coming in this contest, the Missouri Southern defense was fourth in the NIAA in rushing defense.
First and 10 for Missouri Southern. The Cats in front, 10-0. Out of that option offense, a quick handoff goes to the fullback, trying to go off the right side of their offensive line and picks up about 2, maybe 3 yards off that quick handoff that time. As Barnwell getting the carry, this will bring up second down and six after a 4-yard gain. Bearcats on that last drive, 7 plays, 33 yards, 2:28 off the clock, and a 36-yard field goal by Truen. Second down and six. McDowell under center. Fought to each side. Barnwell the fullback. Receiver wide left. Northwest in a four-man front against this. And they go with the quick handoff again to the fullback. This time should have the first down. Ball may have popped loose briefly, but should be a first down past the 35 to about the 36-yard line.
Yeah, Caleb Benner, the offensive lineman, had to jump on top of it. It did pop loose.
7-yard gain, first down for Missouri Southern. Another game we're watching pretty close here this afternoon. Missouri Western, number 4 in the nation, against Pittsburgh State, number 12. And the Gorillas up 10 to nothing. That's with 9:11 left in the second quarter. First and 10 for the Lions. Option to the left side, trying to cut in. The quarterback, he's brought down. Tried to turn the corner, but Matt Minert wouldn't let him do it. The senior defensive end got him by the waist and brings him down. This will bring up second down.
Yeah, Minert did a great job. They were trying to cut block him. Minert used both of his hands, pushed the offensive lineman down to the ground, and was able to jump over the top of him and put his face mask right on the football.
Second down and 10 for the Lions. Davis going wide two of the right side. Barnwell is the fullback. Slot to each side as well. Working out of that triple option. McDowell under center, the sophomore quarterback out of Covington, Louisiana. One of several players being recruited by Coach Dave from Louisiana. The option right this time. McDowell wants to keep it. Tries to cut back in. Knock four. Gets to the 40-yard line, bringing up third down. 4-yard gain for McDowell. And this will bring up third down. That time, Brian Hummel helping to make the tackle. Third down and six for the Lions. Ball on their own 40-yard line. Northwest in front, 10 to nothing, with 4:18 left in the first quarter. Two receivers left, two to the right side. Now kind of a mini pistol here as McDowell takes a couple steps back. They look over at the sideline as the play being signaled in. Play clock's down to 8 seconds. Audibilizing now, Jay McDowell at the line of scrimmage. Now a couple steps back, will take the quick snap and goes with a handoff. Barnwell trying to go right up the middle, nothing there. Driven backwards by a host of Bearcats. First one to maybe make that hit was Yost, but all kinds of help coming in. This will bring up fourth down. So fourth down for Missouri Southern and another punting situation.
Well, the Bearcat defense has picked up where they left off last week, that's for sure.
Young back at the 25-yard line to try to return this one. Good snap. And there's the punt again. This one by Sean Seafield. Takes a high bounce off that rugby punt and picked up by Young. Young trying to read some blocking. Didn't have much blocking in front of him. We'll be down near the 29-yard line where Northwest will have it first and 10.
Zach Maloli just about got to that football and blocked that punt. I would not be at all surprised if the Cats get one today.
35-yard punt, 5-yard return. And now Northwest will line up on first and 10. Officially at their 30-yard line, a 10-0 lead for Northwest. Two receivers to the right side and one to the left. Bowles out of the pistol formation. Well, hand off to Creason trying to go left side past the 30 to about the 28, 27, or about the 32-yard line or so. Creason having a good game up to this point.
You know, it really got it started off with that little pass play, that dump pass underneath to him that went for a big gainer and really set a tone just right from play one.
Back to passes, Bowles, all kinds of time, looks to throw, and it is incomplete. Trying to go across the middle at the 50-yard line, in and out of the hands of Reuben Thomas, and nearly picked off, but it goes incomplete, bringing up third down.
Yeah, both Reuben Thomas and Breon Matlock should have caught that. It's a good thing it wasn't an interception because it would have gone against Brady Bowles' stats, and that was a very, very catchable ball.
Third down and seven for Northwest. Edder will go wide to the right side. Shotgun formation for Bowles. And he's back to pass. Blitz comes in, looks to throw across the middle. It's caught, popped in and out of the hands of Jackson, that rather Thomas that time. It'll go incomplete. Had it briefly, but took a hard hit, and the ball was knocked out of his hands and goes incomplete.
Yeah, that's one of those where everybody in the stadium except for Reuben Thomas knows just how hard he's about to get hit. That was a good open field hit to jar that ball loose.
Kyle Goodburn will punt for Northwest, averaging over 40 yards per punt. And here comes the punt, a nice spiraling punt. And it sends Nelson back away. So it will go out of bounds now on the far side. And let's see, they'll mark it down right at the 20-yard line where Missouri Southern will have it first and 10. 10 to nothing, Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Southern. A 47-yard punt for Goodburn.
Well, I said there wouldn't be as many possessions maybe for the Northwest offense, but the Bearcat defense is stopping this running attack so quickly that it's probably feeling like a normal afternoon so far for the Northwest offense.
Lions taking over at their 20-yard line, ball on the right hash. Missouri Southern, all white uniform look with the green numerals trimmed in yellow, the green helmets with the yellow trim and their Lion logo on the helmet. Southern out of the option, hand up, nice hole up the middle, a big hole for Barnwell as he gets into the secondary to the 30 to the 31-yard line, should have a first down. Bryce Inyard got him by the ankles as he goes by, an 11-yard gain and a first down run for Missouri Southern. Barnwell came into this game, their leading rusher, averaging about 96 yards per game. He's had a couple of good carries in this first quarter. First and 10 for the Lions from their own 31-yard line, ball between the hashes. Barnwell, the fullbacks, slot to each side as well. And one of the slots, Michael Nelson in motion to the right side will take the pitch. And he gets a nice block, cuts in at the 35-yard line to the 36-yard line. Nader there to make the tackle after a 5-yard gain, bringing up second down for Missouri Southern.
Nader with the tacklers.
Ball at the 36, ball on the right hash.
You know, for a team that runs the option all the time, several times I've watched, and their pitch relationship with the back and quarterback just isn't real good.
Quick snap, handoff, Barnwell trying to read things up the middle. Now cuts back left side. Will be thrown to the ground at the 40-yard line. Reimer coming over to help out. Also, Bevins there, and this will bring up third down. And let's see, did he get it up for the first? It's going to be very, very close. It looks to be about a half a yard shy. So third down coming up, third and half a yard from the 40-yard line. Ball on the left hash at the 40-yard line. McDowell under center will take the snap from Caleb Benner. As Nelson goes in motion, he'll take the pitch on the right side. Cuts in as he gets a good block. Has the first down, breaks the tackle. He's at midfield and cut from behind near the 47-yard line.
That's a good play call there, especially for a non-passing team, because you really anticipate that they're going to try to go between the tackles as a running team to get a half a yard to pick up the first down. So they catch the Cats a little off guard there.
Picks up 12 yards that time. Yost to make the tackle. First and 10 now for Missouri Southern into Northwest territory for the first time. They have it at the 48-yard line of the Bearcats. Northwest in front, 10 to nothing. Quick handoff to fullback Barnwell, gets the carry. Trying to go up the middle with it. Gets to the 46-yard line. Bringing up second down.
Matt Miner got hold of him around the ankles to be able to bring him down.
2-yard gain, second and 8 for the Lions. 9 seconds left in the first quarter. Northwest in front, 10 to nothing. Continuing to wind down. Southern will just let it wind down, and that'll be the end of the first quarter. So the Cats at the end of quarter number one in this homecoming matchup leads Missouri Southern 10 to nothing. We'll be back to Bearcat Stadium right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Back at Bearcat Stadium, Northwest Missouri State 10, Missouri Southern nothing. Let's go downstairs. Checking Chris Roush.
Thanks, guys. Matt, you mentioned earlier the Northwest offense might not have many possessions as usual they're used to here today. Missouri Southern's offense averages 35 minutes of time of possession compared to Northwest averaging 33, so it's going to be a battle of time of possession from here on out. Back to you guys.
All right, I have a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, the Bearcats in front of Missouri Southern, 10-0 as we go to second quarter play. An update in the Missouri Western Pittsburgh State game. It's now 10-7. The Gorillas in front of Missouri Western. Gorillas had jumped out to a 10-0 lead in that matchup. Here again, 10-0 Northwest Missouri State in front. They scored on a 3-yard run by Robert Burton on their first possession of the game, and then a 36-yard field goal by Van Truen. That accounts for the Bearcat scores. Missouri Southern may have it in Northwest territory as they go from our left to our right in this second quarter between the hashes at the 46-yard line. And the handoff, and breaking the tackle is Barnwell. He's on in the middle of the field at the 20-yard line. Breaks loose at the 10, down to the 5, and down to the 5-yard line. Will be first and go. Chris Barnwell is able to break through, and just a quick handoff up the middle. Got into the secondary, picks up 41 yards, and first and goal coming up for Missouri Southern.
And Bryce Enyard and Brandon Dixon finally made the stop. Dixon limping just a little bit, kind of grabbing down around his left ankle there. Doesn't look like anything too drastic, but the guy that needs speed, you hate to see that.
They bring it officially down at the 5-yard line, so first and goal from the 5. And again, the quick handoff, Barnwell trying to go left side, hit by Longacre, then gets some help as he gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Tell you what, you got to credit Bryant Hummel there for getting back there in a hurry. He's played some fullback for the Bearcats, so he's used to being in that spot at the point of attack, and he just about took another handoff.
Bringing up second and goal from the 5-yard line, no game. Barnwell, the fullback. Slot back to the right side is Allen. Nelson to the left side. And Josh Jones goes wide to the right side. Jay McDowell under center, looking at four-man front out of the Bearcats. And they go back to Barnwell, and he is stuffed as he gets to the line of scrimmage. A couple Bearcats there to meet him. One of those, Brandon Yost, also Minert there to help out. And this will bring up now third down and go. And Barnwell's helmet comes off, so he goes to the sidelines as they bring in Darisi Fortu, the sophomore out of Forney, Texas.
That's pretty big with this being a third down for Missouri Southern. That's a big loss, even if it's just for one play, to have him out of the game.
Fortu in the backfield. Allen to the right. Nelson to the left. And McDowell under center on third down and goal from the 5-yard line. The option to the left side. McDowell goes with the pitch left side for Allen. Turns the corner, ball knocked out of his hands as it goes out of bounds.
Tell you what, for a team that hadn't scored or hadn't turned the ball over much before last week, we've seen that ball pop free of the running back's hands several times already.
Ball out of bounds, and it'll be down to the 2-yard line, bringing up fourth down for Missouri Southern. Missouri Southern, a team that will go for it on fourth down. They're going for it here. Fourth and goal from the 2-yard line. Back into the game, Barnwell at the fullback spot. Fourth and goal from the 2. Bearcat fans making noise at Bearcat Stadium. Hand off going to Barnwell up the middle. He steps, tries to cut out to the right side, and he will be short of the goal line. Bearcat defense holds when that was first and goal from the 5-yard line, and Northwest will take over on downs.
Wow, what a play. What a tremendous play. And the Cats really make a statement there, and you know, that's a big play in the sense for Missouri Southern, where you get the touchdown, coach is showing the confidence in you, knows you can do it, but if it gets stuff like that, that really takes a lot of confidence out of that offense.
First down for Northwest from their own 1-yard line. Bowles out of the pistol formation will take the snap about 5 yards deep into the end zone. And we'll hand off. Burton getting the carry. Trying to read his blocking out to the five. Throwing four to near the six-yard line on a first down run. That'll give Northwest a little bit more room to maneuver.
And the keen eye of the stat guy, Josh, here said that the coaching staff for Missouri Southern before that fourth down play were trawling to call timeout. Didn't get the timeout called, and kind of wonder maybe they had changed their minds or what they were seeing that they didn't want to run the play.
6 yard gain by Burton brings up second down and four for Northwest. Ball out to the 7 yard line, two receivers to the right side. Three man front out of Missouri Southern. Hand off Burton, trying to sweep out left side. Hitting in the back, though, breaks loose from that. Spins a couple of yards and gets back to the line of scrimmage. Some hard running by Burton just to get back toward the line of scrimmage that time. As he was finally brought down by DeMond Harris. Strong safety, gains 1 yard, bringing up third down and seven. Third and seven for Northwest from their 8 yard line. Cats in front, 10-0. 11:38 left in the first half. Receiver to each side. Bowles operating out of the shotgun as Creason goes in motion left to right. Bowles with pressure coming in, breaks loose, tries to get back to the line of scrimmage, dives forward, and this will bring up fourth down. It looks like he lost a yard, maybe two, on the play.
Yeah, and there he was, actually had a little bit of room to work with, but Cody Carlson, his offensive lineman, was going down while blocking his man and actually fell on the back of the leg of Brady Bowles to bring him down.
3 yard loss, fourth down for Northwest. Good burn to punt. He'll take the snap 9 yards deep into the end zone. And Nelson will try to return this one. Good snap. And gets rid of it. A high punt into that breeze. And Nelson fields it at the 47-yard line and calls for the fair catch. So Missouri Southern will have the ball in good field position with 10:52 left in the first quarter after a 42-yard punt by Goodburn.
Had a really good punt into that wind. I really didn't think we'd see much into this wind today over 40 yards or even really around 40 yards, especially since he didn't kick that one real low. It was still a normal height in terms of a punt.
According to the National Weather Service, winds this afternoon about 10 to 20 miles an hour coming out of the north. Two receivers to the left. 4-2 is the fullback as he got the carry this time, trying to go to the right side past the 45 and to the 44-yard line, bringing up second down. 3 yard gain on a first down run.
That's the second time they've had a fullback lose his helmet, so Forshew will have to come out.
Brock Sherman to make the tackle. Second down and seven after the pickup. Now at the 44-yard line. Jay McDowell, quarterback, the sophomore. We'll have Barnwell behind him. Slots to each side and the wide receivers to each side here on this second down and long. Back to pass. Play action. McDowell being pressured and will be brought down. Brandon Yost there to get him by the shoulder pad and hold on. That's some help from Brock Sherman at the end, but a big play by Brandon Yost and a loss of five on the play.
Yeah, he never even had an opportunity to get a look downfield to see if he wanted to try anything. That pressure came so quickly from Yost, he was down before he knew it.
Pursue and Jones, J.J. Jones to the left side. Also, E.J. Johnson out there, lining up wide to the left. And over to the right side goes Gabe Shedham. On third down and 12, back to pass is McDowell. Pressure comes in, rolls to the right side, tosses it, batted down. Knocked down by Kevin Arnold as pressure again on the quarterback, McDowell.
And McDowell was being pulled down by Yost, who just about had sacks on back-to-back plays.
Brings up fourth down. And a punt this time, Dominic O'Neill. Bryce Young to try to return this. He's lining up at the 10 of the Bearcats with 9:41 left in the second quarter and a 10-0 Northwest lead. O'Neill averaging about 38 yards per punt. Bobbles a snap. Ball knocked loose. And it is picked up by Northwest on the left side. Picked up at the 30, to the 20, down to the 10-yard line, and inside the 10 at about the 7-yard line. And that time, a good job by the Bearcats going after that bobbled snap. And I believe that was Kevin Berg picking up and going down that left sideline.
Yeah, and he carried Ridgeway for about 10 or 15 yards. Ridgeway got a hold of him, and he just continued to head downfield.
To the 7-yard, now 6-yard line, first and goal, Northwest. Northwest quickly to the line of scrimmage. They go from our right to our left in this second quarter. A 10-0 Northwest lead. Folks in motion. Now left to right. Handoff goes to Creason. Cuts in. Nice block. He goes into the end zone. Untouched. Touchdown, Bearcats. One play, six-yard drive, 16-0 Northwest.
Well, just think about it from Missouri Southern's perspective. A first and goal from the five just a short couple of minutes ago to a big turnaround with Northwest in the end zone just like that.
Right side of the offensive line blowing open the hole. Venturin out for the point after kick. Trying to add to the Northwest lead. Ball down. Kick on the way, and it's good. So Northwest Missouri State with 9:27 left in the first half. They lead Missouri Southern 17-0. Back to Bearcat Stadium right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Back at Bearcat Stadium, Northwest 17, Missouri Southern nothing. That last drive, one play, 6 yards, 7 seconds, and the Cats in on that run by Creason. Downstairs to Chris.
Thanks, guys. If that one goes down as a block punt or muff snap, one of the two, either way, if it comes down to a block kick, that is the sixth either block kick or block punt for the special teams unit of Northwest this year.
Turin with the kick, fielder near the 10-yard line, out to the 15-20, to about the 23-yard line, and driven backwards where Missouri Southern will take over first and 10, as that's when that time brings it up, and Missouri Southern will have it first and 10. But the Bearcat team doing a great job so far in this game, and Matt, can't say enough about that offensive line. You look at some of those guys whose names really don't get mentioned as much as they should, Shane Smith, Cody Carlson, Cole Chevalier, Jake Scarborough, C.J. Keeney, just to name a few of those along that line, and they've done a great, great job so far in this game.
And going back to Chris's point, that's a good stat because they have ruled it a blocked punt. We didn't know if it would be a fumble or a blocked punt, but it has been ruled a blocked punt.
First and 10 for Missouri Southern at the 25-yard line. McDowell on the option, keeps it himself. He's caught from behind, caught by the ankles as he goes by. I think Nader kind of reached down. Nader already on the ground, but reached out and was able to hold on and bring him down. Picks up four, brings up second down and six.
I just think this Bearcat defense has shown their strength today because there have been some somewhat awkward-looking tackles that are usually broken by backs, but this defense is just so strong they've been able to complete those tackles.
Second down and six for the Lions at the 29-yard line. Four-man front for Northwest with Reimer linebacker lining up on the left side of the line as well now. And throw off that snap, and they dive after the loose ball at the line of scrimmage, and let's see if Northwest is able to come up with that or not. I believe quarterback and Jay McDowell able to finally get the ball, but Northwest doing a great job trying to go after that, in particular Brian Hummel trying to dive over and pick it up.
At the very least, it was a move to third down with no gain, so an opportunity still to get the football back anyway in a hurry.
Third down coming up, a loss of one officially. Third down and seven for Missouri Southern. Ball back at the 28-yard line. Greasy Forshue in the backfield at the fullback spot. Two receivers to the left side. McDowell on third down and long. Under center will take the snap. Straight drop, sets up, pressure comes in, and he's wrapped up and will be thrown to the ground. Matt Lockinger coming in for the sack.
Well, last week we finally saw the Cats get some sacks. They've been putting a lot of pressure on quarterbacks this year. It just hasn't turned into statistics, and it's nice that that's carrying it over into this week as well.
Longacre's fifth of the season, a six-yard loss, bringing up fourth down for Missouri Southern. What a difference it makes, too, Matt, when you're forcing third down and long for the Lions.
Yeah, when you put them in a passing situation, you can tell. They haven't thrown the ball. They've thrown it less than 50 times this year, and it really shows.
Young back at the 38-yard line will take this punt. It's a end-over-end punt, taking on a hop off the left side by Young. Breaks one tackle. He's at the 30-yard line, caught from behind and driven backwards. So Northwest will have it first and 10 from there. 30 with 7:07 left in the first half. Northwest in front, 17-0. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777.
On first down for the Bearcats, a quick hooking pattern for Utter comes up with a catch, an 8-yard gain to the 38-yard line. Second and two now for Northwest as he takes the pass from Brady Bowles.
Well, they're at halftime, and Missouri Western trailing 13-7 at the half to Pittsburgh State.
Yeah, the pistol formation, Bowles a lot of time, rolls left now. Sets up, now scrambles back right side, trying to find someone open on the scramble. Looks to throw, and it's caught at the 50-yard line. Then driven backwards, but it will be a first down for Northwest. And there to make the catch was Marcus Wright coming back after it. A 12-yard gain, first and 10 for Northwest.
Well, one thing that you do know is the Bearcats' sophomore quarterback looks a lot more comfortable in a passing situation than the Lions' sophomore quarterback.
Good job scouting around, waiting for someone to be open. It's now first and 10, Northwest ball right at midfield. Cats going from our right to our left with a 17-0 lead. Three receivers to the left side. Three-man front out of the Lions. And Bowles pass, caught left side, Thomas. Thomas bringing some blocking at the hashes to the 40-yard line. We'll have another first down near the 39, 38-yard line. 11-yard gain, first down, Northwest. That time bringing in the pass and making the tackle, free safety Gage Washington bringing down Thomas. Josadis tight to the right side as he goes wide right. Two receivers to the left. Jackson along with Thomas now in motion. Tied in, now back to pass. Is Bowles, pressure comes in, and it'll be thrown to the ground back at the 49-yard line. That time just couldn't get it out of the grasp of Dalvin Taylor, linebacker, blitzing on the play, and this will bring up second and long after a 10-yard loss.
And that's one of the things with the way they play defense. They're going to get a play or two out of it just because the way you blitz and stunt, sometimes it's going to cause some confusion, but just hasn't worked too often so far today.
Pistol formation for Northwest. Olgans, the tight end, lining up off the left side. Marcus Wright goes in motion right. Back to passes, Bowles. They swing it out of the backfield. Creason at midfield is tripped up as he gets to the 46-yard line, bringing up third down and long. Taylor there again to make the tackle. A 3-yard gain for Northwest. 4:54 left in the second quarter. Northwest 17, Missouri Southern nothing. It's been a fast plays first half. Northwest again up 17-0.
We've only seen a total of 13 passes. 11 of those have come from Northwest.
Three receivers to the left side. Creason the tailback out of the pistol. Bowles takes the snap and will swing it out to Creason left side this time. Gets a nice block to the 40. And left side to the hash. Now to the numbers at the 30 to the 29-yard line. We'll have the first down. Caught from behind is chasing Eric Dago, a junior out of Houston, Texas, but it should be a first down if they mark it where I think they should anyway.
No, nope,
it's going right at the
30.
So
yep.
About a half a yard shy after that 16-yard gain. So fourth down and less than one. Cats out, going without a huddle. Under center this time is Bowles. And the quick handoff to Jackson, the fullback. He'll have the first down as he goes forward, gets to near the 28-yard line. 3:59 left in the half, a 2-yard gain and a first down. 17-0, Northwest in front. So Phil Jackson came in on one play, picks up the first down. Jose just now will go wide to the right side, Bryce Young to the left. Burton the tailback. Bowles lines up under center. Now we have and a timeout, I believe, coming up.
Timeout. Missouri Southern.
Southern calls a timeout. 3:43 left in the first half. Northwest 17, Missouri Southern nothing. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Stickler Rentals, located in Maryville at 2818 South Main. Sticklers offers equipment rentals, including lifts, skid loaders, excavators, compressors, and lawn equipment. For more information, 660-582-4444.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Back at Bearcat Stadium, Northwest with a 1st and 10. They have it at their own, at the 28-yard line of Missouri Southern. Cats in front, 17-0. Hand off to Burton. Nice hole. Huge hole up the middle to the 20-yard line and down near the 17-yard line. But again, a great job by that offensive line blowing open a hole there to make the tackle. Was John Crivius McBride, but a gain of 12 on the first down run. Northwest going without a huddle with 3:29 left in the first half. Corey Jackson will go wide to the right side. A slot to the right is Reuben Thomas. To the left side, Utter. Burton is the tailback. Marcus Wright to the left of the quarterback. Bowles in the backfield. Bowles 3 yards deep will take the snap. Sets and wants to lob it on the left side toward the pylon. It's picked off. Try to go on that left side and get it to Utter, but leaping up and bringing down the pass, Elijah Swin for his first interception of the season. And the turnover will give the ball to Missouri Southern with 3:09 left in the first half, but the Cats up 17-0.
Just well underthrown there by Bowles. So Utter has the height advantage. If that's thrown up high enough out of the reach of the defender, it's going to be probably a completed pass for Utter, but it was just well underthrown.
Bowles throwing his second interception of the season. Northwest came in between Bowles and Adams and Zimmerman at quarterback, throwing only 3 interceptions all year. 1st and 10 for Missouri Southern at their 20-yard line. And a handoff, and not much there as they go with that quick handoff to Barnwell and a little bit of a collision with McDowell in the backfield. They got the handoff, but nothing there, and this will bring up 2nd down and long after a loss on the play, a loss of 3. Back at the 17-yard line, 2:51 left in at the first half, and Northwest in front 17-0. Jackie Davis wide to the right side. Also, Josh Jones to the right for Missouri Southern. Chris Barnwell, the fullback. That's lots to each side as well. Now, this triple option offense, McDowell will take the snap and goes with a quick pitch on the right side. Out to the 20, to the 25, and out of bounds near the 28-yard line. Allen getting they go with a quick pitch off that right side, and it goes to E.J. Johnson, a sophomore of O'Fallon, Illinois. The left slot back picks up 11 yards, bringing up 3rd down and 2 for the Lions. 2:17 left in the half. Cats up 17-0. Two receivers to the left side. Jay McDowell, the sophomore quarterback, has Chris Barnwell behind him. Play clock down to 7 seconds, now down to 4 seconds, and now Missouri Southern forced to call a timeout. Had a little bit of trouble analyzing there at the line of scrimmage. The Lions call a timeout, 1:53 left in the half. Northwest 17, Missouri Southern nothing. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Dion and Judy Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
1:53 left in at the half. Northwest in front, 17-0. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Chris Roush is downstairs. We'll check in with Chris here in just a moment. Third down and two. And they go with the option left side. The pitch going left and out past the 20. They should have the first down past the 30 to about the 32-yard line or so. As they went with that pitch left. And this will be a first down as Allen got the pitch and picks up the first down. Let's go downstairs and check in with Chris.
Thanks, guys. Bearcat linebacker Cody Matheson told me this week it was important for the Bearcat defensive front to get in the backfield. They've done it quite often so far early in this contest. And he said it's going to be key for them to get in the backfield, and it opens up the option for the linebackers to read.
From the 34 option to the right side, McDowell tries to turn the corner, but he is met by Eric Reimer, a linebacker for Northwest, and this will bring up second down.
You know, I remember before the season started, Rich Wright, defensive coordinator for Northwest, said, get used to that name, Eric Reimer. You're going to hear it a lot this year, and we're really seeing why. These last couple of ball games, I mean, he's been playing solid all year, but these last couple of games, he's really coming into his own.
Second down and a long 9 for Missouri Southern with 1:10 left in the first half. 17-0, Northwest Missouri State in front. Time hand up Barnwell trying to go left side as a hole opened up briefly, closed very quickly as well as he went by. Colin Bevins got him, had some help, but brings up now third down and 8 after a 1 yard gain. Third down and 8 coming up. Jay McDowell, the sophomore quarterback. Lines up under Caleb Brenner, the center, on this third and long. They option to the left side, and the pitch goes left to the 40-yard line, out to the 45 and out of bounds, close to a first down. J.J. Jones takes the pitch and should have the first down.
Ball carried by Jones.
Jones came into this game a senior out of Troy, Illinois, with just 22 carries for 214 yards, picks up 9 this time, and just enough for the first down. Ball at the 45 on the left hash. Lions from our left to our right with 23 seconds left in the first half.
Coming into this possession, Missouri Southern was 1 of 7 on third down conversions and now have picked up a couple on this possession alone.
Slots to each side. Play action. Back to pass is McDowell. Down the middle of the field. Tosses it up in the air and it's incomplete. Nearly intercepted. Travis Manning had it in his hands. Just couldn't quite hold on to it at the 25-yard line. As McDowell tends to put a little loft on his passes, and unfortunately for Northwest, Travis Manning just couldn't quite bring that one in.
Yeah, Manning in the middle of the field kind of sneaking under. The coverage was by Brian Dixon, and Dixon was in tremendous coverage as well. So either way, that ball was just not going to be completed, but Manning just about had the pick.
Second down and 10 for Missouri Southern. Ball at the left hash at the 45 in their own territory. 17 seconds left in the second quarter. McDowell. And hands off and nothing there at all. Hummel was there. Also, I believe Nader coming up as he went with the handoff to Jones and had nowhere to go. A loss of 5.
Now, I told you, Hummel's used to that fullback thing. He's going to be in the backfield when the ball is handed off to the fullback.
Could have taken the handoff himself that time. Clock winds down, and that'll be the end of the first half. And a good half of football for Northwest on this homecoming game between the Cats and Lions. They go to the locker rooms. Northwest Missouri State up 17-0. We need to take a break before we go to our halftime activities. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee in Maryville. Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Hickory House smoked meats along with a line of spices, rubs, and sauces. More in store at Maryville Hy-Vee at 1217 South Main.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at AnheuserBusch.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Stadium, El Churchman Field. The Northwest Missouri State Marching Band performing on in front of a great crowd for this homecoming game. And Bearcat fans have to like what they see right now as Northwest in front 17-0. We'll be back to have more for you as we begin our halftime right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or 660-562-3677. And from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and late night till 2 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com. Support also comes from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. Also from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
Back at Bearcat Stadium, El Churchman Field with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. We're at the half in Northwest in front, 17-0. Matt, so far so good for the Bearcats.
Yeah, I mean, they started off faster than I thought they might, and that just goes back to show you how much preparation work they do and how good they are at it, because, you know, you do have to adjust a little bit to the game speed, and some credit to the scout teams, you know, for really putting together good effort during practice this week to make sure both sides of the ball were ready right from the start.
Now the game that we're watching this afternoon, Pittsburgh State and Missouri Western, with Pittsburgh State up at halftime over Missouri Western at 13-7. So that's an important game around the conference.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially you look at Pittsburgh State's side of it, because another loss with the way things have played out this year may get you out of the playoffs. So they're kind of in playoff mode right now. And it's just very interesting when you see two of the top teams going against each other when you're not one of those teams and you're watching it from a distance.
Well, we have a chance. Let's pause 10 seconds for a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
We finished our journey show with the most downloaded song in history, a rock and roll classic like no other.
Yeah, the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Marching Band entertaining the fans here at halftime of this homecoming matchup with Missouri Southern. Northwest in front 17-0. Matt, one of the highlights of homecoming every year is the induction of the M Club Hall of Fame, and we've got six individuals and two MIAA championships going in this year. Herb Dietrich going in, being inducted posthumously as he was a fixture on the Northwest campus for four decades. Also, John Edmonds, who played at Northwest from 1999 through 2004, a standout linebacker for the Bearcats. Women's tennis standout and Gina Lindsay played at Northwest from 2003 through 2006. Clint Prang, who we'll hear from a little bit later during our Where Are They Now feature here, was a track and field star at 2002 to 2006, a discus champion, and still holds an NCAA national championship mark in the outdoor shot put at 66 feet 1 inch. Steve Savard, a linebacker, a standout first-team All-MIAA player, who played 82 through 85 and was on that playoff team in 84. Currently now the voice of the St. Louis Rams. Also, Diane Claver-Sprick, a women's basketball player from 81 through 84. The 1984 Bearcats softball team, the school's first MIAA title in the sport of softball that year. And then the 1992 women's tennis team went through the conference undefeated at 8-0 and her final record of 22-5, all being inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. And every year it seems like they just outdo each other as far as individuals and teams that go into the Northwest M Club Hall of Fame.
You know, my favorite part about the M Club Hall of Fame is you always learn a little bit more about the history of Bearcat athletics. And I don't know, it just seems like as I get on in years, history is so much cooler, especially when you talk athletics. So, you know, if you get a chance to talk to any of those athletes, former athletes that were a part of those teams or those individuals, and just learn a little bit more about the history of Bearcat athletics, it's a really neat opportunity.
And what's fun, too, you look at the people that are being inducted to the Hall of Fame as well. Not only were they standouts on the field, but they've gone on to be successful in whatever careers that they've chosen.
Yeah, it's really interesting when you see people that are successful as part of their athletic team. Typically, they are going to go on and be successful in life because of the things that they not only learn at the university academically, but the leadership qualities that you learn being part of a team as well.
We're at the half, Northwest in front, 17-0 as they leave Missouri Southern. When we come back, we'll hear from Clint Prang, one of the inductees into this year's M Club Hall of Fame class. That's all coming up after this timeout as you're listening to our Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville. Back with more after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. And from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville, serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. till midnight and late night till 2 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. And from East Hill Shopping Center at Frederick Boulevard and the Belt Highway in St. Joseph. At 45 minutes from Maryville, East Hills offers new restaurants including Five Guys, Pancheros Mexican Restaurant, and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information available online at nvb.com. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Where Are They Now is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More info available at 562-1713.
Welcome back to Halftime at this afternoon's homecoming game between Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern. Our guest this week on Where Are They Now is former Bearcat track and field athlete Clint Prang, who is being inducted this weekend into the M Club Hall of Fame. Prang was a member of the Northwest track and field team from 2002 through 2006 and is a three-time NCAA discus champion and holds the Division II outdoor shot put record at 66 feet 1 inch.
Frank says he's excited to be inducted into the M Club Hall of Fame.
It was a very humbling honor, humbling experience, and really thrilled. Maryville and Northwest Missouri State gave me so much as a young man and a student athlete that it feels great to be honored in this way.
Frank says he owes a lot to the faculty and staff at Northwest.
The campus and the faculty and administration, they care so much about their students and they care about their success. And, you know, Kathy Anderson used to be the one of the athletic directors, assistant athletic director. You know, she, if it hadn't been for her, I never would have had an opportunity to have an NCAA postgraduate scholarship to continue my education past that. And, you know, that was something I would never would have known about without caring individuals just like that. And it was just it was a great experience. Miss Maryville, wish it was closer to home for me so I could get back a lot more. You know, the campus itself, miss it every day.
Frank says he originally came to the Maryville campus to play football.
Had some injuries that kind of was to keep me from the playing field, so I decided to focus completely on track. And with the mentoring of Richard Alsup, Coach Al, you know, I had a great opportunity to succeed. Had some great teammates and coaches along the way. Tucker Woolsey, fellow in-club inductee, really helped mentor me and helped me unleash my potential my last year or two of school. And winning four national championships, six All-American honors. From a small town kid, our small town kid from Northeast Missouri, I never would have dreamt that. And then still also be holding the NCAA Division II shot put Division II record. It's just still kind of, you pinch yourself once in a while and make sure it's all still real.
Frank was also the recipient of the Ken B. Jones Award, recognizing the top all-around student athlete in the MIAA. He says he currently resides in his hometown of Shelbyville, Missouri.
I'm an area agronomist covering the eastern side of the state for Pioneer in Northeast Missouri, and have a family with two little children, Amber, my wife, and son Drake, and daughter Taylin. So we really enjoy being close to family. Both of our families are over here, and also our experience on the farm as well. So it's great to have traveled a little bit after school, but end up back home close to home.
Former Bearcat track and field standout Clint Prang. Stay tuned. Matt Gorder will be back as the halftime report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln, continues after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Vaquero and Herzog Remax First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMO.org.
The focus on supporting on-ground and online student learning continues Friday, November 1st at the 13th Annual Brick and Click National Academic Library Symposium. It's hosted by Northwest Missouri State University's B.D. Owens Library and the J.W. Jones Student Union. Given the rapid transformation of academic libraries, Owens Library's Brick and Click Symposium provides an essential forum for professional development and networking. For more information about Brick and Click, contact Carolyn Johnson at 660-562-1393. The Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team was ranked second in the MIAA preseason coaches and media polls, which were released Wednesday by the conference office. Northwest received 149 points and 6th-place votes in the coaches' poll, 9 first-place votes, and 330 points in the media poll. Fort Hays State was tabbed as the favorite in both polls. The Tigers received 153 points and 5 first-place votes in the coaches' poll, 353 points and 13th-place votes in the media poll.
This is Bearcat Football.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
back out at Bearcat Stadium at halftime of the homecoming matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern. Northwest with the lead 17-0. It is time for our halftime highlight, and this one coming on a long pass play that set up the first touchdown of the game for Northwest. It was a completion to Corey Jackson.
Play action, back to passes, balls, all kinds of time, going deep far side, has a man open the 5-yard line and falls to the ground at the 3, coming up with a catch, Corey Jackson, who is wide open. It'll be first to go from the 3-yard line.
Bearcats overall, along with that catch, 160 yards of total offense in the first half, 118 yards of offense for Missouri Southern. Some of the individual efforts so far for Missouri Southern: Chris Barnwell, the leading rusher, he had 12 carries for 68 yards, 3 carries for 19 yards for Michael Nelson, and E.J. Johnson with a carry for 11 yards. Jay McDowell, 1 of 3 passing for no yards, and did get sacked twice in the first half. The only catch, which obviously went for no yards, went to Terrence Allen for Missouri Southern. On the other side, for Northwest Missouri State, Robert Burton leading the way rushing. 4 carries, 22 yards. He had a touchdown. His touchdown coming just after that long pass play to Jackson you heard a moment ago. Billy Creason with 4 carries for 18 yards. He also has a 6-yard touchdown run. Justin Folks with a couple of carries for 13 yards. Throwing the football, Brady Bowles, 8 of 13 in the first half, 106 yards. He did have that one interception very late in the half. Billy Creason with 3 catches, 38 yards, a catch for 34 yards that you heard from Jackson a moment ago. Marcus Wright with a catch for 12, and Reuben Thomas with a catch for 11 yards for Northwest Missouri State. So that's how some of the numbers lay out. Northwest Missouri State with a 17-0 lead. Creason with the 5-yard touchdown run, and Ben Truen with a 36-yard field goal, giving the Bearcats their 17 points so far. Take a time out. Be back with more from Bearcat Stadium after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com or in store at 732 South Main in Maryville. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, as a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Support also comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's located at the corner of South Avenue and South Main Street. Also from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 811 South Walnut in Cameron.
Today's game is being underwritten by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups to oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or at their shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville. Also from Bram Danfeld Funeral Home, located at 206 East South Hills Drive in Maryville. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com.
Follow the Northwest Missouri State football team right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Stadium, Middle Church Field, Northwest and Missouri Southern loosening up again, get ready for the second half. Northwest in front, 17-0 as they lead Missouri Southern. Mac Water, I'm John Coffey. Chris Rouse is our sideline reporter. Josh Jeffer is taking care of the statistics for us this afternoon. And Christian Grady is engineering the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go downstairs and check in with Chris.
Thanks, guys. Something to look two in the second half is the protection of the quarterbacks. Both teams going into halftime had 2 sacks apiece. One thing Jake Scarborough did say, like I said earlier, very physical up front, what's going to be the rest today this afternoon. Missouri Southern came into this contest
having ranked third in the MIAA in sacks of 16. Now will add two more to 18 sacks on the season. The Missouri Southern's been able to get to the quarterback, but Northwest has done a pretty good job today of keeping Brady Bowles clean.
All right, thank you, Chris. And Matt, just wait to see some of the keys here to this second half.
Well, I think pretty much the same as the first half, but, you know, Northwest, they will stay as intense on defense, but like we talked about before the ball game, you get a couple, two or three score lead against Missouri Southern, they need time to be able to score, and you know their confidence has still got to be rattled a little bit, having a first and goal from the 5-yard line and not being able to get into the end zone, including going for it on fourth down from the 1-yard line and being stopped up. So that has to shake their confidence just a little bit, but I'm really thrilled at the way the Bearcat defense has continued to play well, especially against such a different look that they're seeing out of the offense from Missouri Southern. And as far as the offense for Northwest goes, you know, continue the same. Keep mixing it up. They're having success on the ground. They're having success through the air. They haven't run a ton of plays necessarily with just 27 so far, but they've been really effective on the ones they have run.
As we look at the MIAA scoreboard, a big game going on with Pittsburgh State right now up on Missouri Western 20-7. That's midway through the third quarter now.
Yeah, very interesting. I was following it a little bit earlier, a little closer than I have been, and, you know, I think it was like a 10-7 game at that time. So we've seen a couple of straight scores by Pittsburgh State in the third quarter here.
Other scores around the MIAA, a close one with Washburn and Lindenwood. Washburn, an undefeated team in the conference. That's the start of the fourth quarter, and Washburn up on Lindenwood at 31-28. Central Missouri shutting out Northeastern State 27-0. Also, Fort Hays State in front of Lincoln University 14-6. So that's in the second quarter. And it's Nebraska Kearney leading Southwest Baptist 28-14. So some key matchups around the conference. A couple of those we're watching very closely. That Pitt State Missouri Western game, of course, Washburn and Lindenwood. Good crowd here at Bearcat Stadium, homecoming 2013, and so far it's been a successful homecoming. And talking with Coach Adam Dorrell this week, he said the football team really has only one thing that they have to take care of during homecoming week, and that's to win the homecoming game, and so far they've got that handled pretty well.
You know, I think maybe back in the day, and I'm talking like 15, 20 years ago, probably before Coach Churchma, maybe it was a little bit harder to get the football team focused on the game as much as you want them to because of everything else going on. But I just think that the tradition and the number of wins on homecoming that the Bearcats have, these guys realize that they don't want that to stop. They don't want to be one of the few teams that lose on homecoming, no matter who the opponent is. So they just keep focused all week long, just like they have been throughout the season, come out and get a win, and they can have their homecoming fun tonight after the football game.
And it's always good to win in front of not only the fans that come back for the games, but you've got a lot of former Bearcat players that kind of are working the sidelines and watching this game here today that want to see their old alma mater and their old football team come up with another win.
Well, and I think that's why the Cats have it just a 17-0 game right now, because it's still packed house here. There's been some games where it's, you know, homecoming games where it's been 30 or 40-0, and, you know, the crowd, half of them, take off because they know it's in hand, which, you know, this may as well be a 30-0 game with the way Southern runs their offense, but with it being close on the scoreboard, Bearcats that have traveled a long way to see their team going to be able to stick around for the whole game.
Cats will be right back here next Saturday afternoon as they face Washburn. That's a 2:30 kickoff. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 1:30 with Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee, and then they finish out the season on the road at Emporia State and Missouri Western. But another big matchup next week with the Ichabods.
You know, we knew that the last month of the season is when you were going to see the best matchups, the best conference matchups in the MIAA, just the way the schedule has played out. And, you know, we've kind of seen that here for a couple of weeks now, and it's just going to continue over the next few.
Northwest will receive to start the third quarter as they'll go from our right to our left and back deep to try to return. Justin Fuchs, along with Bryce Inyard, as Missouri Southern will have it teed up at the 35. We'll have that breeze out to their back here in the third quarter. That is going essentially about 10 to 20 miles an hour out of the north here this afternoon. Sunny afternoon, a little bit on the cool side, but this time of year you can't ask for much better. It's been a dry homecoming, and the fans have seen
Good game up to this point after a good parade earlier this morning, and just a full list of activities involved for a lot of people for this homecoming 2013.
You know, and it's been a fast-paced game, so everybody should have time enough to get a quick bite to eat before heading over to volleyball at 6 o'clock tonight at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, Bearcat volleyball moved up by the start time of that an hour to enable people to maybe head from here over there and watch the volleyball team, as they've got Emporia State again. That's at 6 o'clock, so something to keep in mind as well. And the ball falls off the tee, so we'll... Missouri Southern will have to tee it back up as Stuart Quinn will try to kick this.
And they are attempting to start the wave over on the far side. So we'll see if they can get a full wave going before too long.
Sean Seafelt now will try to kick off. He's a right-footed soccer styler. And here it comes. End over end kick, and Inyard fields it at the right side of the goal line. He's at the numbers to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, 30, and the numbers to the 40-yard line outside and tripped up at the 45-yard line. The kicker, Seafield, making the tackle, and the Northwest will have the ball in good field position to start this third quarter with a 17-0 lead.
I don't think anybody was even within 5 yards of him until he got to the 40-yard line. Great blocking by the return team.
Out to the 47-yard line, first and 10, Northwest. Marcus Wright will go in motion right to the left. And the handoff. Creason reads his blocking, crosses midfield to the 46-yard line, and that will be a gain near 7. And Northwest Missouri State doing a good job on first down. Bringing up second down and 3 for Northwest.
Cats trying to pick up the pace a little bit here offensively.
Going without a huddle, Josadis wide to the right side. Also Utter and Young wide left. Freeman Thomas a slot to the right side. He got a big pass in the first half. Out of the pistol formation, balls, play action, sets up. A lot of time, looks near side, caught Utter. Reception at the 25-yard line near the hash at the 21. And a first down for Northwest. Along that in front of Gage Washington, the free safety. Cats striking quickly in this third quarter. 25-yard pass play, setting up another first down. 17-0, Northwest Missouri State in front. Josadis goes wide to the right side. Utter to the left. Slot to the left side at Reuben Thomas. Back to pass is Bowles. Again, a lot of time. Rolls left, trying to find a receiver. Lost it toward the end zone, and it's incomplete. Had Utter open about 5 yards deep in the end zone off that left side. Overthrown, goes incomplete.
He was looking for Utter late in the first half when he underthrew a ball that got intercepted, and that time Utter wide open, and the ball, as you mentioned, just a hair overthrown this time around.
Second down and 10 for the Cats. Bowles breaks out, will go wide to the right side. They have Zimmerman in at quarterback. Now Burton out of the backfield in motion to the left side, right to the left of Zimmerman, and Zimmerman will run with it. Nice hole, left side to the 15, to the 10. Breaks the tackle down to about the 7-yard line. Washington got him by the hip and held on and brought him down. But a first down for Northwest after a 15-yard run by Kyle Zimmerman.
Well, Zimmerman right now looking like the quarterback of the future for the Cats, so every snap you can get him in game situations like this is going to help out Northwest in the future.
Bolson went wide to the right as a receiver that time. Now goes under center. Has Burton, the tailback, and they will hand off to Young, who is in motion left to right. Turns the corner. Moves in the 5. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. A nice little juke move. Set things up, and Young was able to turn that corner and get into the end zone off the right side.
John Quavius McBride totally took that fake, and you see a lot of fakes throughout the season. You don't usually see him work that well. That was beautiful.
So Young with his first rushing touchdown of the season gives Northwest a 23-0 lead with 13:33 left in the third quarter.
That was an ankle breaker right there, that move. Wow.
5-play, 53-yard drive, 8-yard run, and true enough for the point after kick. On the way, and it is no good, wide to the left side. So the score remains Northwest 23, Missouri Southern nothing, 13:33 left in the third quarter. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
Back at Bearcat Stadium, El Churchman Field, 23-0, Northwest in front. You're in with a high end-over-end kick. Picked up at the 16-yard line off that left side, into that breeze, out to the 20, 25, and out of bounds near the 30-yard line.
Returned by Nelson.
As Nelson returns it out to about the 30, where Northwest will have it first and 10. Let's go downstairs, check in with Chris.
Thanks, guys. Matt, you mentioned earlier that Missouri Southern needs time to put points on the scoreboard running that triple option. We saw it last week when they played Missouri Western. Now, they got down in the second half. They weren't able to come back because of how long the option the drives take to score on those. So we're going to be curious to see what Missouri Southern does here in the second half, trailing by 23.
First and 10 for Missouri Southern, placed officially at their 29-yard line. They've got two receivers to the right, one to the left side. McDowell under center. And he'll give it to the pitch on the right side. Out to the 30, to the 35, to about the 37-yard line as Terrence Allen gets the pitch and gets to near the 37-yard line. Minert was in the area to help make that tackle. And that will bring up an 8-yard gain there. Manning also coming over to help out and bringing up second down and two after an 8-yard gain. Jay McDowell, the sophomore quarterback, under center. Receiver to each side. Horseshoe is at the fullback. Northwest, a four down lineman on this second down and two for the Lions. Cats in front, 23-0. Horseshoe gets the carry. He's brought down by the ankles. Falls forward, though, and he will fall across the 40-yard line and pick up the first down.
He didn't really have a great grip on that football right at the handoff. I tell you, I've seen that ball loose a lot more often than I really expected with the way they had taken care of it up until last week.
Balls to the 41-yard line, 3-yard gain, first and 10. Jay McDowell under center with the play clock at 12 seconds. Takes the snap. And they go to the fullback for Sue once again, crosses the 45, tripped up as he gets near the 47 to the 48-yard line. 7-yard gain on a first down run for Missouri Southern. Ball at the 48-yard line between the hashes, second down coming up. Second and 3 for the Lions going without a huddle. Two receivers to the left side.
And they are definitely an example of an offense that doesn't huddle, but it's not a very fast no-huddle offense.
Two receivers left. Again, working out of that triple option. Hand off for Shue once again. Nice hole right side. He crosses the 40 in Northwest territory to the 35-yard line and a first down for Northwest. Reimer there to make the tackle, but for Shue having a very good second half. First and 10 for Missouri Southern, just shy of the 36-yard line of the Bearcats, a 16-yard gain for Horseshoe. Missouri Southern's a team that's been a strong second-half team this season. They've outscored their opponents in the second half, 248-169. Cats in front of Missouri Southern, 23-0 here in the third quarter. Two receivers to the left side, one to the right side. McDowell under center takes the snap and a straight drop back sets up. And he is hit as he tried to pass it and will be brought down for another sack. A good job by Northwest and Colin Bevins coming in to make the sack. And a loss back to the 40. 4-yard loss brings up second down and 14 for Missouri Southern.
Boy, that position has had some success today between Bevins and Bryant Hummel. They've both had a good afternoon.
Ball the right hash at the Bearcat 40-yard line. Josh Jones wide to the left side for the Lions. McDowell under center. Horseshoe, the fullback behind him. Slots to each side. Allen goes in motion to the left side. And McDowell wants to keep it. He's hit as he tries to go left side. Now falls forward with a good second effort by McDowell. And he tries to get back up toward the original line of scrimmage. He'll pick up four, and this will bring up third down and 10.
And this, again, one of those situations that for most teams is a passing situation with third down and long. And we've seen Missouri Southern not be comfortable in these positions so far today.
Josh Jones will go wide to the right side. Davis to the left. Allen is a slot to the left side. Nelson to the rather to the right, and Nelson to the left. Danforth Shue, the fullback. Under center McDowell. He's back to pass on play action. Blitz comes in by Yenard, breaks a tackle, and now McDowell trying to get back to the line of scrimmage does, but this will bring up fourth down and 10 for Missouri Southern. Northwest blitzing that time and forcing McDowell to step up in the pocket.
That time he did get his feet set, but that's pretty much it. He didn't really have time to look downfield, even though his feet got set because of that pressure. And there were three or four different Bearcats that get credit for breaking that play up.
Sir Quinn will punt for Missouri Southern. Young back deep at the 10-yard line. Quinn will have the breeze to his back. Will take the snap at the Northwest 49-yard line. And punts this one away from Young. Takes a bounce at the 6 and will hop into the end zone where Northwest will have it now. Because they'll bring it out after the touchback with 8:59 left in the third quarter. Northwest Missouri State in front 23-0. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Ball 20-yard line, first down, Northwest.
Cats will have a first and 10 from their 20-yard line. Bowles at quarterback out of the pistol formation. Burton behind him with three receivers angling to the right side. And they go with the handoff to Burton up the middle. Ice hole. He's to the 25, 26, and keeps spinning forward and gets near the 28-yard line. About an 8-yard gain on a first down run by Robert Burton III. Burton coming into this game, the leading rusher for Northwest, averaging about 58 yards per game. Creason right behind him with 44 yards per contest. Both getting about equal amount of carries per game. 2 yards now coming up for Northwest. Second and 2. Bowles out of the shotgun as Creason will go in motion and line up now behind Bowles out of the pistol. Two receivers to the left side. Play action. Bowles back to pass. Has time down the near sideline. It is caught by Marcus Wright at midfield. He dances along that sideline and will step out of bounds into Missouri Southern territory at the 47-yard line.
Well, I tell you what, there was a defender on there, and the ball was thrown past the defender where Wright was going to be, and it was just a beautiful throw by Bowles. Wright ran right underneath it in full stride, and a nice play just all around there by Northwest.
25-yard pass play, first and 10 Northwest at the 47-yard line of the Lions. Folks are going motion to the right side. Out of the pistol formation, play action, Bowles back to pass. Sets up, now we'll scramble out to the right side. Trying to find a receiver instead, tucks it and run. He's to the 45-yard line and out of bounds near the 39-yard line, bringing up second and short yardage for Northwest off the scramble. They get the ball to the 40-yard line, ball on the right hash. Second down coming up. Second and 3 after a 7-yard run by the quarterback, Brady Bowles.
And really, if Bowles would have had maybe another count or two, he had two different receivers that were wide open downfield, but just didn't have time to get a good long look.
Kyle Zimmer into the game at the quarterback spot. They send Bowles wide to the right side. Now Marcus Wright quickly gets back out onto the field. He'll line up a slot to the left side. Creason to the right of Zimmerman in the backfield. Hutter over to the left side. Now Bowles goes in motion right to the left, and we have a timeout coming up by Northwest as Coach Adam Doyle not real happy with the way things set up that time for Northwest offensively. Breaking the action, 7:16 left in the third quarter. Northwest 23, Missouri Southern nothing. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Welcome back to Bearcat Stadium, El Churchmah Field, 7:16 left in the third quarter. Northwest in front, 23-0. Second down and three coming up for Northwest from the 40-yard line of Missouri Southern. Bulls will hand off creasing right side. Nice hole has the first down. Crosses the 35 to about the 34-yard line. Bearcats drive continues on. That time, Xavier Graham makes the tackle, a junior out of Biloxi, Mississippi, out of that defensive tackle spot. Six-yard gain, first down for the Cats.
And Coach Dorrell having to call that timeout with time running down on the play clock. He put his hands up with about 10 on the play clock, knowing that they were going to be close getting that one off, and they did not.
Zimmerman back at quarterback. Two receivers to the right, three to the left side. Bulls, one of those receivers, a slot off the right side. Kyle Zimmerman at quarterback takes the snap and tosses it left side, and it's caught by Thomas. Thomas blockers in front of him to the 30. Spins at the 25-yard line down near the 23. And we'll be close to another first down.
They're just about to start the fourth quarter. Still a 20-7 game. Pittsburgh State with the lead over Missouri Western.
11-yard gain, first down here. Northwest in front, 23-0. That's a big, big game down there.
I should have waited another 10 seconds because it just updated here, and they're actually a few minutes in, and it's 26-7 Pittsburgh State.
Josadis wide to the right side. Utter and Thomas to the left side. Hand off Burton. Angles out right side. Is hit as he crosses the 20 and gets down near the 27-yard line before being driven backwards. But a nice run on first down. Thank you. Today, Matt, there's a lot of Bearcat fans turning into Pittsburgh State fans right at the moment.
Yeah, well, they're happy in two ways right now because a 20-point lead for Pittsburgh State and a 23-point lead for the Bearcats. Not bad.
5-yard gain on first down by Burton. Bowles wide to the right side, using him as a receiver as Zimmerman lining up at the quarterback spot out of the pistol formation, Burton behind him. And this time Zimmerman wants to run it himself. Nice hole up the middle. Crosses the 15 down near the 11-yard line and another first down for Northwest. That offensive line is just clearing open some wide open holes for either the quarterback or the running backs to run through. 6-yard gain there, first down.
Yeah, they are definitely semi-truck size holes that these guys have been opening up today.
Bowles back at quarterback, three receivers to the right side. Creason the tailback behind Bowles out of the pistol. Northwest in front, 23-0. Trying to remain undefeated on the season. Play clock's down to 4 seconds. Now down to three and another timeout called by the Bearcats on this drive. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Northwest 23, Missouri Southern nothing. We'll be back to Bearcat Stadium, Mel Churchmah Field, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanberry.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at compassdentalgroup.com.
First and 10 for Northwest from the 12 of Missouri Southern. Handoff up the middle. Creason, he's inside the 5-yard line. Bringing up second down for the Cats, this time going off the left side of the offensive line as he went with the quick handoff. A 7-yard gain for Northwest. Let's go downstairs and check in with Chris.
Thanks, guys. The second half, we knew there was going to be a lot of ball control for Northwest, but here in the second half so far, they've only had the ball combined on two drives, 5.5 minutes, trying to slow down the clock and try by Missouri Southern, trying to hurry up and get some points on the board. Their first drive that stalled out last 4.5 minutes.
Second down and three for Northwest from the 5-yard line of the Lions. Northwest up 23-0. Handoff left side. Creason leaps up over a defender inside the five and down near the 2-yard line or so. We'll pick up three on that, rather two on the run. And this will bring up now third down and one from the 3-yard line. Cats going without a huddle. 4:08 to the left end of the third quarter. Creason in the single set. This time, Bowles under center with an unbounced line toward the left. Two receivers right and one to the left side. Quarterback keeper by Bowles. Up the middle he goes near the goal line, and he will be just shy of the goal line. This should bring up first and goal for Northwest. 2-yard gain down inside the 1-yard line. First and goal with 3:56 left in the third quarter. Northwest in front 23-0. Out of huddle, into the ball game. Phil Jackson at the tailback spot. Two receivers to the right, two to the left side. Bowles under center. Takes the snap, hands off to Jackson, trying to amble out right side, close to the goal line, and will be down just shy of the goal line. And this will bring up second and goal.
Nice play by Gage Washington to come up and make that hit. It was either make the tackle or it was going to be six for Washington.
Ball with the nose of the football just shy of the goal line. Bowles under center once again. Creason the tailback, and Bowles with the quarterback keeper off the right side of the line into the end zone. Touchdown, Northwest. So the Cats increase their lead with 3:15 left in at the third quarter. Northwest 29 and Missouri Southern nothing. Turn out for the point after kick. Missed his last time out there, going wide to the left side. Freshman kicker. 5'11", 195-pound right-footed soccer starter. Young to hold, ball down. Kick is on the way, and it hits the left upright. It's kind of a rough day on the PATs for Ben Truen. Score will remain Northwest Missouri State 29 and Missouri Southern nothing. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Stickler Rentals in Clarinda, Iowa at 300 East Boundary Street. Sticklers offers equipment rentals including lifts, skid loaders, excavators, compressors, and lawn equipment. More information at 712-542-4538.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Truen with a short kickoff, fielded near the 17-yard line off that right side. Swing out past the 20, 25, and we'll get near the 27-yard line where Missouri Southern will have it first and 10. The Cats on a 12-play, 80-yard drive, took 5:44 off the clock before the run by Bowles, and now 29 to nothing, Northwest in front of Missouri Southern.
Now, I'm not going to say this is an insurmountable lead, but this is a pretty good-sized lead when you look at Missouri Southern's offense. Scoring drives are going to take, 4 and 5 minutes, and they just don't have that kind of time right now.
Under center is McDowell. And we'll hand off to the fullback, angling off the right side, crosses the 31-yard line. For Shue getting the carry, the sophomore from Forney, Texas, picks up three, brings up second down and seven. Just under 3 minutes left in the third quarter. The Cats up 29 to nothing.
Second down, seven.
Ball at the 31-yard line for the Lions. Lions taking a lot of time. Again, as Matt mentioned a little bit earlier, it's a no-huddle offense, but not a hurry-up offense.
And really probably should be at this point.
Receiver to the left side. Option to the left side. The quarterback McDowell trying to keep it himself. Tries to cut in and picks up a yard, maybe two, but not much more than that. And this will bring up third down.
Missouri Southern, 3 of 10 on third down conversion attempts today.
So third down coming up, third and 5 for Missouri Southern. Again, taking some time as they line up on this third down play. Ball at their own 33-yard line. Four-man front out of Northwest defensively. Option to the left side. McDowell tries to keep it. Cuts back in. Nothing there. Runs into several Bearcats. Reimer there. Sherman there. Also Longacre there. And this will bring up fourth down and a four after a one-yard gain for the Lions.
No, we really haven't seen much change from the first half, which obviously is good news for Northwest.
Stuart Quinn will punt for the Lions. Young back between the hashes at the 25-yard line to try to return this one. Again, Northwest up 29-0 and 120 left. A high snap this time, and they go after. Just gets rid of it. An end-over-end low punt takes a high bounce at the 35-yard line and kicks inside the 30 and down to the 20 and to the 18-yard line where Northwest will have it first and 10. Bearcats in front, 29-0. It's been a good homecoming so far for Northwest, and the fans who made the trip to Maryville to watch this one. And Northwest will be back in action next Saturday afternoon right here at Bearcat Stadium. It'll be a 2:30 kickoff as Northwest will host Washburn. Washburn right now holding on to a 37-35 lead over Lindenwood. That game a little closer than I think some people might have expected.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cats will have it first and 10 from their 18-yard line after a 48-yard punt in motion. Left side was Jackson as he takes the handoff. Ball pops loose, and it will be recovered by Northwest. I think the play may have been down anyway, as it was on that left side off the handoff. But this will bring up second down and 9 after a one-yard gain on the play.
Yeah, that ball just laid there still for a long time, and Marcus Wright hustled over to get on top of it for Northwest.
Two receivers to the right side, one to the left. And the pistol formation, Bulls. Hutter goes in motion, line up a slot off the left side, play action, Bulls back to pass, pressure comes in off the blitz, escapes one player, but will be finally hauled down, and the ball rolls loose as the flag falls. And the penalty marker coming up here as Jaquarius McBride was one of those in on that play.
Yeah, they brought two from the right side, and there was only one blocker, and then they made a terrible play. They're going to get called for unsportsmanlike conduct here, playing well after the whistle, trying to strip the football loose. They're claiming we were trying to strip the football. They realized that, but they kept doing it after the whistle blew. So the Cats will get 15 yards out of this.
21 seconds left in the third quarter, and again, Northwest up 29-0.
Personal foul. 93 in defense, laid him the quarterback. 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
Xavier Graham getting called.
So it wasn't the two guys that were initially in on the blitz trying to make the play while they were stripping the football. That's when Xavier Graham came flying in to make contact after the whistle.
First and 10, Northwest to the 28-yard line. Ball on the left hash. Bulls will have Burton behind him. Two receivers right, two to the left side. And the clock will wind down. That'll be the end of the third quarter. So at the end of the third quarter, it's Northwest Missouri State 29 and Missouri Southern nothing. We'll be back to Bearcat Stadium, Mel Churchman Field, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Vaccaro and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Stadium, El Churchman Field. 15 minutes left in the game. Northwest in front of Missouri Southern, 29-0, along with Matt Gorder and also Chris Roush. I'm John Coffey. Josh Jeffords, our statistician, and Christian Grady, engineering the Bearcat Radio Network today. Let's go downstairs and check in with Chris.
All right, thanks, guys. Even though Northwest offense is driving right now, over the past five quarters, this Northwest defense has not allowed any points on the scoreboard, and they've run into some tough teams the past 2 weeks with Pittsburgh State and now Missouri Southern.
As we check the MIAA scoreboard, Pittsburgh State now up on Missouri Western 34-14. That with 8:22 left in at the fourth quarter. Washburn now leading Lindenwood 44-35. Central Missouri leading Northeastern State 37-0. And it's Fort Hays State up on Lincoln 17-6. First and 10 for Northwest as they go from our left to our right in this fourth quarter, looking at a three-man front out of Missouri Western, or rather out of Missouri Southern, I should say. Out of the pistol, Bowles, quick handoff, left side, Burton. Tries to go on the left side, will be thrown out of bounds into the Missouri Southern sideline after picking up a couple yards on that one. Bringing up second and 8. Second down and 8 coming up. Northwest Missouri State in front 29-0 as we go to the fourth quarter. Cats trying to remain undefeated, improved to 8-0 on the year and 7-0 in conference play. Hand off, creasing this time, going off the right side of the line. The line closed very quickly that time, and the hole closing quick. And this will bring up third down and 6 coming up after a 2-yard gain.
Pittsburgh State now with a 34-14 lead over Missouri Western with 8:22 to play in that one.
Hutter will go wide to the left side, Young to the right side. Bowles out of the pistol, creasing behind him. Third down and 6. Back to pass Bowles, pressure comes in. And we'll run with it. He has a first down to the 40-yard line and cut from behind as he gets to the 47-yard line. Brendan Nora, defensive tackle, making the stop, but a first down for Brady Bowles. Pocket collapsed, but Bowles is able to run right up the middle for 14 yards and a first down. At the 46, well, near the right hash, first and 10 Northwest. Cats up 29-0. Corey Jackson to the left side. Also, T.J. Sheever going wide left. Creason to the right side. Along with Young and out of the shotgun formation, Brady Bowles. It's back to pass. Pass time, looks, throws. Line of scrimmage, and it is caught. Jackson with the catch. Angles right to the 45-yard line in Missouri Southern territory. Gets to the 40 where he's brought down. And another first down for the Cats. John Query vs. McBride to make the tackle, but a first down for Northwest as they get into Lion territory. 13-yard gain, first and 10 Northwest at the 39. Cats scored early in this one off their first drive of the game, a 3-yard run by Burton. Then it was a 36-yard field goal by Truen. Creason with a 5-yard run, Young with an 8-yard run, and Bowles with a 1-yard run, accounting for the Bearcats scoring. Zimmerman at quarterback will take the snap, rolls to the left side, turns the corner at the 35-yard line and races out of bounds near the 32-yard line. Chased out of bounds on that far side by Breon Matlock, a defensive back. Run out of bounds by Matlock. And this will bring up second down for Northwest, second and three after the 7-yard game.
It's obviously not helping Missouri Southern either that the Cats are taking a lot of time off the clock with this possession.
At the 32-yard line, second and 7. Bowles back at quarterback. Two receivers left, one to the right side. Play action. Bowles wants to throw. Far sideline, spirals it out. Cut. Oh, incomplete. Trying to get it to Utter on the sideline near the 10-yard line. Took a hard hit, and the ball pops loose.
Tell you what, we've seen a couple of real good open field hits by Gage Washington that have knocked completed passes, or what would have been completed passes, loose from Bearcat receivers.
Third and 3 for Northwest from the 32-yard line. Gantz lining up a tight end off the right side. Two receivers to the left, one to the right side. And now Burton will line up as the tailback out of the pistol formation. And Burton, nice hole up the middle he goes. He's to the 25 and a first down. Inside the 25 to about the 24-yard line as the Cats keep this drive going. And the offensive line continues to blow open some holes. 7-yard gain, first down, Northwest. 11:53 left in the game. Northwest 29, Missouri Southern nothing. And handed the nomination form for the Don Black Award, which is given to the most outstanding Bearcat in a homecoming game, Matt. And it's going to be one of those that's going to be kind of tough to choose here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Three receivers to the left side, one to the right side. Bowles at quarterback. Operating out of the pistol. Folks goes in motion, left to right, takes the forward pitch, gets a nice block by Kreese and turns the corner. He's at the 20-yard line and inside the 15-yard line down to about the 14 before being thrown to the ground. Gatlin Ridgeway there to help make the tackle. It should be another first down.
I tell you what, we've seen more good blocking today by the Northwest offense. Obviously the offensive line, which we've talked a lot about, but we've just seen so much blocking out on the edge, downfield, that it just help these backs gain more and more yards.
11-yard gain, first down, Northwest. Two receivers to the left, one to the right side. That's Creason, who now comes in motion and line up behind the quarterback Bowles out of the pistol formation. Unbounce line toward the right side. Creason gets the carry, trying to go left side, breaks a tackle at the line of scrimmage, back pedals and gets near the 12-yard line, bringing up second down for Northwest. Ryan Phillips among those to help make the tackle. 3-yard gain for the Cats. Well, we have a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Second and seven for Northwest from the 11 of Missouri Southern. Northwest in front, 29 to nothing. Two receivers right, one to the left side. Creason now will line up to the right of the quarterback, Bowles, out of the backfield. Back to pass, Bowles. Pressure comes in, dumps it to Creason, out of the backfield, left side, head blockers in front of the 10 to the 5-yard line, and dives toward the goal line, and he is in. Touchdown, Northwest. Creason with the catch and the touchdown, and for Billy, his second receiving touchdown of the season, and Northwest in front, 35 to nothing.
Jonquavius McBride with his hands up because he was laying on the 2-yard line when he made the tackle, but he didn't realize that Creason had reached the football out and got it over the goal line before his knee came down.
Turned out for the point after kick, this time with the wind to his back. He missed the last two attempts in the third quarter. Young will hold, Hummel will snap, ball down, kick on the way, and this one's up and it is good. 10:05 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 36, Missouri Southern nothing. Back after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Northwest Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at bearcatlanes.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuser-busch.com.
Here's the kickoff by Turin. It's a high end-over-end kick. Field to the goal line off that right side. Out to the 5, to the 10, to the 15-yard line. Out to the 17, between the hashes to the 20, to about the 25-yard line. Good return by Swin. Gets out to about the 25-yard line where Missouri Southern will have it first and 10. Cats up 36 to nothing downstairs and check in with Chris.
Thanks, guys. One problem Missouri Southern's had this season in the second half is their ability to score. In the second half this season, they've only scored 57 points through the season so far.
First and 10, Missouri Southern at the 25-yard line. The Bearcats on that last drive was a 12-play, 82-yard drive. More importantly, took 6 minutes off the clock off that, and they concluded that drive with that 11-yard pass to Creason. Rick Handoff going to the fullback. Not much there. Crosses the 25 to about the 26, 27-yard line on a first down run for Missouri Southern.
Ball carried by Barnwell.
So second down and eight coming up. Barnwell getting the carry. Saw a lot of Barnwell in the first half. He had some big gains, but second half haven't seen much out of him at all.
That first possession, they tried to use the fullback and had a little bit of success, but it was short-lived.
Second and eight for the Lions. Two receivers each side. Barnwell, the fullback, behind the quarterback McDowell, under center. And on the option left side, pitch goes behind, and it is picked up at the 6-yard line by Manning. Down inside the 6 to about the 4-yard line. First and goal for Northwest. They tried to go with a pitch to Allen off the option left side. They threw it. The pitch went behind Allen, and Manning was there to pick up the fumble and get down to about the 4-yard line.
And that's what I talked about earlier in the ball game. The pitch relationship between the running back and the quarterback just really didn't seem to be real solid for Missouri Southern all the time, and that's what kind of got them that time around.
At the 4-yard line, first and goal for Northwest. Zimmerman at quarterback, Phil Jackson the second. At the tailback spot, three receivers to the left side. Zimmerman will hand off to Jackson. Nice little hesitation move, and a forearm shiver goes down inside the 3-yard line, and this will bring up second and goal. So second and goal coming up for Northwest. Cats in front 36-0 with 8:51 left in the game. Into the game now for Northwest comes Josh Swanson. Also, Jackson the tailback behind the quarterback Zimmerman. Now the pistol. Now Jackson goes in motion left side, keeping his Zimmerman off the pitch, angles toward the goal line, and he is close in, and a touchdown. Touchdown Northwest. Zimmerman gets the carry into the end zone for the score. 42-0 Northwest in front with 8:27 left. Drawn out for another point after attempt. Cats set to remain undefeated on the year. Now we need a holder out there for Truen.
Bryce Young has been doing the holding duties, and it's not something he is totally used to, and they're going to have to use a timeout.
Truen hustles out onto the field. Again, Trevor Adams, the normal holder who hasn't played today, still trying to recover from that shoulder injury last week in the win over Pittsburgh State. Breaking the action with 8:27 left. Northwest Missouri State 42, Missouri Southern nothing. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's game is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
And we're set for the point after kick. Again, Northwest in front 42-0. That last drive, just two plays, 4 yards. Took 39 seconds off the clock after Northwest recovering a fumble. Travis Manning with the fumble and the return down to the 4-yard line. Northwest right now shutting out a very good Missouri Southern offense here today. Ball down, kicked by Truen on the way, and this one's through the uprights, and Northwest with the lead 43-0 as they lead Missouri Southern 8:27 left in the game. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee in Maryville. Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in store at Maryville Hy-Vee at 1217 South Main.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanberry.
Kickoff by Turin at the 5-yard line, out past the 15 to the 20, to about the 23-yard line, and down on field, Dylan Chadwick making a hard hit for Northwest to make the tackle, and there'll be first and 10 for Missouri Southern about the 24. So first and 10 for Missouri Southern at the 24-yard line. Southern just walking out to the line of scrimmage here, no big hurry, with 8:21 left, and they're trailing 43 to nothing. Under center, Jay McDowell. And on the option, McDowell trying to turn the corner off the left side. Breaks a tackle, goes forward, and gets near the 32-yard line or so. And this will bring up second down. Now, Tyquan Hayes coming into the game at the quarterback position for Missouri Southern. Second and three after a 7-yard game. Hayes, a junior out of Dillon, South Carolina. Well, he had 16 carries on the year coming into today's game. 6'1", 210 pounds, and a junior at the quarterback spot. Another good job by the Bearcat defense today. Hayes will go with the handoff. Nice hole up the middle. And it's part of the flag falls. Breaks the tackle, gets out to midfield and into Northwest territory about the 48, but I think we may have a face mask call coming up against Northwest.
Yes. Still a 34-14 game. Pittsburgh State leading Missouri Western with 4:10 to play.
We'll mark this one off. Now down to the 35-yard line where Northwest, where the penalty is marked off, and Missouri Southern will have it first and 10 on the Northwest 35. Michael Nelson's a slot to the left side. Allen to the right side. Yeah, quarterback Hayes. Bobbles the snap. Back in the pocket. Now will roll to the right side, being chased, and falls to the ground on his own, trying to scramble out to the right side. And this will bring up second and long.
Ball carried by Hayes.
Lost back to the 41-yard
line.
6-yard loss. Tyquan Hayes just stumbling as he's trying to scramble away from potential sack.
Did a sack himself.
Yeah, did a header right into the turf. Hayes will take the snap and goes with a quick handoff. Barnwell on the left side, past the 35, down to about the 33-yard line. And this will bring up third down with 6:18 left in the game. 7-yard gain. Third and 9 for Missouri Southern. 6:10 left. And the Bearcats will be right back here next Saturday afternoon as they face Washburn. Washburn in a battle this afternoon as they're facing Lindenwood. 44-35, the latest score. Washburn up on Lindenwood. Homecoming in Topeka, and I believe that's now a final. And Hayes rolls right side, wanted to pitch, flag falls, and will be brought down as Missouri Southern having a tough time right now with the option. Case White on one of those to help make the tackle for the Bearcats.
Offside. 77 line.
Unfortunately, Cats getting called for an offside here with 5:45 left in the game.
They had Michael Nelson, who's listed as a defensive back. He was lined up as a running back for Missouri Southern, and right at the snap of the ball goes in motion and ran over Barnwell in the backfield.
Kind of takes away a little bit of the option.
Yeah,
takes away a couple options out of that anyway.
That's how you make an option into a straight run play.
With the mark off against the Bearcats, third and 4 with 5:33 left in the game. Nelson going in motion. Barnwell gets the carry. Nice hole off the right side. He's inside the 25-yard line down near the 21 with 5:16 left. 8-yard game. First down for the Lions with 5:13 left. Final score, Nebraska Kearney defeats Southwest Baptist this afternoon, 28-14. 8 minutes left in the game, and the Mules up on Northeastern State, 44-7. 32 seconds left in the Missouri Western Pittsburgh State game, and Pittsburgh State up 34-14. And to keep it as Hayes stumbles left side, and we'll get back to the line of scrimmage and pick up a yard. So this will bring up second down and 9. Fort Hays State leading Lincoln University this afternoon, 17-6. Hayes again under center with 4:23 left in the game. Receivers to each side. Four-man front of the Bearcat defense. Play clock down to 10 seconds. Hayes fakes the pitch left, now rolls to the right side to run with it to the 15. He's at the numbers to the 10, to the 5, toward the goal line. He's in. Touchdown. Missouri Southern gets on the board with 4:02 left in this game. Now a 43-6 lead for Northwest. And for Traquan Hayes, that's his first touchdown of the year. And everyone but the kicker this time for Missouri Southern coming out for the point after kick. So Sean Seafield will line up. He's 32-32 on PATs. Good snap, ball down, and the kick on the way, and it is good. So with 4:02 left in the game, it's Northwest Missouri State 43, Missouri Southern 7. We'll be back to Bearcat Stadium, El Churchma Field, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Back at Bearcat Stadium, Northwest Missouri State 43, Missouri Southern 7. It's gone final, and the big round of applause you hear in the background. Pittsburgh State with the win over Missouri Western at 34-14. So Missouri Western no longer among the ranks of the undefeated. Here comes a kickoff by Seafield. It's a high, short indo ring kick, and a fair catch called by Inyard at the 15-yard line. Let's go downstairs and check in with Chris.
Thanks, guys. We knew that the schedule was going to get tougher as the season went along. It's Pitt State, Missouri Southern, then Washburn, Emporia State, then Missouri Western. But the MIAA has five teams ranked in the top 25, including Northwest, Missouri Western, Washburn, Pittsburgh State, and Emporia State. When you factor in the rest of the Super Region 3, the region has six of the top 10 teams nationally, and nine teams from the region are ranked in the top 25.
4:02 left. Tough region for Northwest, but right now Northwest taking care of some business here. And off the replay, quarterback for the Bearcats, Zimmerman, takes the carry and will cross the 15 to about the 17-yard line. Picks up a couple yards, bringing up second and 8 for Northwest with 3:47 left in this homecoming game with Missouri Southern. That last drive for the Lions, 7 plays, 76 yards. It took them 4:19 and a 20-yard run by the quarterback Hayes. Second and 8 coming up for the Bearcats. Now three receivers to the right side. Zimmerman will hand off. Folks trying to sweep out to the left side, being chased, and will be hit at the 20. And will be short of a first down, bringing up third down for Northwest with 3:10 left. took a couple that time. Third down and five for Northwest. Coleman Adamashulte coming into the game. He will line up, slot to the left side. Also to the right side for the Bearcats, Michael Wickham. Zimmerman now the pistol with Folks behind him. And now Folks will line up to the right of Zimmerman. Adamashulte in motion, right to left, takes the handoff, tries to turn the corner on the right side, and is driven down as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Not much there for him. And there to make the tackle for Missouri Southern was Kevin Gill, a safety, a loss of one with 2:24 left. 43-7, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cats will go to 8-0 on the year, 7-0 in the conference.
Just was really surprised today that we never did see Missouri Southern have a sense of urgency. I mean, I know their offense play-wise isn't really geared towards scoring quickly, but you'd think you'd try to run as many plays as you could when you're behind by a few scores.
On fourth down, Goodburn to punt. Nice, booming punt. And it's fielded at the numbers at the left at the 30-yard line. And out to the 35 and out of bounds as Michael Nelson runs it out of bounds. Missouri Southern will have it first and 10 in their own territory with 1:51 left in the game. And Northwest in front, 43-7. Lions will have it at their 36-yard line. First down. 50-yard punt by Goodburn. He's had another good afternoon. Lions getting to the line of scrimmage with 1:51 left. Tyquan Hayes once again at the quarterback spot. Scored on a 20-yard touchdown run in the last drive. Quick handoff. Right up the middle it goes. Past the 40 to about the 44-yard line. Anthony Thayer getting the carry, a 5'11", 220-pound sophomore out of Neodosho, Kansas. Picks up 8, second down and 2 for Missouri Southern. Minute and a half left in this homecoming matchup as the Cats will help everyone enjoy homecoming a bit with this win. And again, Missouri Southern taking as much time as they can. Play clock inside of 10 seconds here. Hayes takes the snap and hands off there. Gets the carry, has the first down as he lumbers into Northwest territory past midfield and near the 45-yard line. A first down run for Anthony Thayer, 8 yards on the gain with 1:04 left. Missouri Southern right now, offensively at least, looking like they just want that clock to continue to roll down and get on the bus and head back down to Joplin. 50 seconds left. Hayes under center. And will keep it himself as he goes up the middle. Gets to the 41-yard line with 39 seconds left. 4-yard gain, second down coming up for the Lions. Big matchup next week with a couple of undefeated teams, Northwest and Washburn, here at Bearcat Stadium. Don't forget, that'll be a 2:30 kickoff. Option to the left side, Hayes goes with the pitch, and it goes nowhere. On the left side, they got the quick handoff, and a gain of about one, J.J. Jones comes up with it. And that will be the last play of the game. Northwest Missouri State will win the 2013 homecoming game 43-7. Northwest Missouri State with the win over Missouri Southern here at Bearcat Stadium. Need to take a break before we go to our post-game activities. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Back at Bearcat Stadium, Mel Churchman Field, Northwest Missouri State with the win this afternoon as they remain undefeated on the year and improve to 8-0 and 7-0 in MIAA play. 43-7, the final score. Northwest with the victory over Missouri Southern. And for Missouri Southern, They lose for the third time this season. They go to 5-3 and 4-3 in conference play. They've lost their last two games. After losing to Missouri Western last week, they lose to Northwest this week. So again, Northwest with the win, 43-7, the final score. We'll be back and begin our post-game report, which is underwritten by Championship Motors, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Also from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org. And from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway Economic Development, more at maryvillemo.org.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Stadium, 43-7, Northwest with a win over Missouri Southern. Along Matt Gorder and Chris Roush, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, they just announced the winner of the Don Black Award, which is given to the most outstanding Bearcat in the homecoming game. And it goes to guys really had to fight hard through the years to play for Northwest, Billy Creason, as he had a big day today.
Yeah, fight hard to earn a spot. He's fought through injuries. And Creason leading Northwest on both sides in terms of rushing and receiving today. He had 10 carries for 45 yards and a touchdown, had four catches for 49 yards and a touchdown for Northwest. So Creason well-deserved that award today.
Billy Creason, the Don Black Award winner. When we come back, we'll have our player of the game and much more for you as Northwest comes away with a 43-7 win over Missouri Southern. Back with more from Bearcat Stadium right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by Nottoway Valley Bank. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Biertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Support also comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at bearcatlanes.com. Also from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville, St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information available at stfrancismaryville.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Stadium after a 43-7 win for Northwest over Missouri Southern. Time for our player of the game. And, Matt, really we're kind of looking at this a little bit differently than sometimes. That entire offensive line really deserves a lot of credit here today.
Yeah, they absolutely do. You look at Northwest, 368 yards of total offense today. And now, obviously, that's not a huge number, but they didn't get as many plays as they normally do. They averaged 6 yards per play today. The quarterbacks had a ton of time. I don't know how many times we heard there was a huge hole for the backs today. They'd get 5, 10, 15 yards downfield before anybody had a chance to make contact, and a big reason for that is the offensive line.
And Chris Rouse downstairs has a member of that offensive line, and right guard Jake Scarborough. Let's go downstairs.
All right, thanks, guys. Standing here with one of the offensive linemen, Jake Scarborough. Jake, I'll make this quick. It's homecoming. See your family. First off, offensive line up front did a great job blocking for the running backs, giving Brady Bowles a lot of time in the pocket. What was the key for you guys?
We knew that we weren't going to have a lot of time on offense this week. Their offense likes to hold the ball a lot, so we just had to value each possession we had, and we had to go out and do our 111, do our job.
You look at what the defense did to this Missouri Southern offense, really contained them basically and shutting them out for most of the game. How big was that for you guys, knowing that even though time of possession may not be on your side, but that defense shut them down?
Oh, we got to give it up for the defense. They've been playing lights out the past 2 weeks, and what it really does for us is we feed off of it. We feed off of each other, and, you know, it's just great to see. I'm very proud of those guys.
And homecoming, big victory here for you. Family's here. What's it mean for you?
Oh, it's great. It's my last homecoming, so it's good to go out on top, and I can't wait to give Mama Bear a big old hug.
All right, thanks, Jake.
All right, Chris downstairs with Jake Scarborough, one of the offensive linemen who just put in a heck of an effort this afternoon. Scarborough, along with Shane Smith, Cody Carlson, Cole Chevalier, C.J. Kinney. You look at just the backups doing a great job as well out there. Just a great job by that offensive line here this afternoon as Northwest comes up with a 43-7 win over Missouri Southern. We'll be back, have more for you as we'll hear from Chris again downstairs in our next break. That's coming up right after this timeout as you're listening to our postgame report, which is underwritten by Championship Motors. Back in a minute after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network provided by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Ken Peterson of Stanbury. Also from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. Support also comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMO.org. Also from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Stadium, Northwest Missouri State, with a 43-7 win over Missouri Southern. As we go back downstairs to our sideline reporter, Chris Rouse, she has a member of the defense who's performed well this afternoon. As Colin Bevins ended up with 6 total tackles, 4 of which were solo. He had a sack, tackle for a loss to go along with that. And among the very many members of that defense had a good day this afternoon. Let's go back downstairs to Chris.
All right, thanks, guys. Down here with me is Colin Bevins, defensive line. First off, Colin, congratulations on the big victory here today at homecoming. You only finished the game 6 tackles, a couple for a loss and a sack. What was the key for you guys defensive up front to get in the backfield and kind of shut down this triple option?
All week we focused on just stopping the run. We know that they lead the MIAA in rushing, and we felt that was our biggest issue to worry about. And then a pass rush would come because we knew that they gave away their pass really quick, and so we just wanted to focus on stopping the run and then just let everything happen from there.
Preparing for a team like this who has the football, controls the tempo of the game quite often, how was the preparation for that, knowing that they like to control the tempo of the game?
We just wanted to play 3 downs, and that we know that they were going to go for on 4th down a lot. So we really just wanted to focus on playing 4 downs and getting ourselves off the field and giving our offense the ball in good field position. And I feel like we did a pretty good job of that today.
Now, the last 5 weeks of the season, you guys have won 2 of the 5 so far. You knew the schedule was going to be grueling for you guys in the tough part of the MIAA. What's it like picking up 2 big wins here, first part of that second half of the schedule?
I mean, it's a big confidence booster. Like, we really wanted to... We knew we weren't really tested our first 5 games of the season, so the second half of the season is just a real big test for us. And after winning these first 2, I mean, I think we're at the top of the conference right now.
Okay, homecoming game, big victory here today for homecoming. What's it mean for you?
It's big for me. I love winning on homecoming, seeing everybody back. I mean, I haven't been here to know most of the people, but most of them have kind of come up to me and they're accepting of me when I'm like when they try come up and meet me. So. It's just big to me to win and show these guys like they come back. This program still in a good spot.
All right, thank you, Colin.
Thank you.
All right, that's Chris Rouse downstairs with Colin Bevins, a freshman redshirt out of Creston, Iowa, 6'6", 285 pounder. He had a big day today for the Bearcats on the defensive side of the ball. Getting reports from Chris Rouse throughout the afternoon, underwritten by Edward Jones and Maryville broker J.R. Kerr. Stay tuned. We've got much more for you as we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Adam Dorrell. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Postgame Report, which is underwritten by Championship Motors.
A Northwest Missouri State professor will attend a national conference this Thursday. Dr. Pamela Shannon, Associate Professor of Music at Northwest, will present her research on 6 overlooked American composers at the 56th National Conference of the College Music Society in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The composers are George Chadwick, Arthur Foote, Edward McDowell, Amy Beach, Horatio Parker, and Ethelbert Nevitt. Shannon says these composers were pioneers in the development of classical music in the United States.
They were also instrumental in developing ideas on what a music program should be at a university or in a fine arts program. So they were very important people in the beginning stages of what would become classical music in the United States.
Shannon began her research by looking at the preliminary research she had already done while completing her doctorate at the Jacobs School of Music in Bloomington, Indiana. After that, she began collecting songs.
I collected over 100 songs of all of the composers, and I played and sang through them. And then I read articles that they had actually had published themselves in the 19th century. And then I read what other people had said about them, students of theirs, as well as other people who have written books. I've actually read about 40 articles on them, and between 20 and 25 books.
There was one composer who really fascinated Shannon, Amy Beach.
She was born into a tradition that was in the Victorian period, where women were pretty much denied the freedom to develop their own skills to the full. She wrote about how she would copy and memorize different parts in a symphony to learn how it was put together, how composers before her worked.
Shannon says she's very excited to present her research at the 56th National Conference of the College Music Society this Thursday in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to Bearcat Stadium, Mel Churchman Field, as Northwest Missouri State defeats Missouri Southern in the homecoming game 43-7. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Durrell. And Adam, congratulations on another fine homecoming effort.
Thanks, Sean. I'm extremely proud of our kids. I'm really glad that this game's over and we get a chance to enjoy homecoming a little bit. It's just a really just kind of a stressful, nervous week for the coaching staff. This stuff's really hard to get ready for, and I think Missouri Southern's a really good football team and doing some really good stuff right now. And they just make you nervous. They're hard to prepare for, so I was really proud of our kids. And, again, I just thought our defense and special teams just played lights out, and I thought our offense played really good in the second half.
You know, we talked about it earlier this week that what you were going up against may lend to the potential. It might take a little bit getting used to see the game speed, that sort of thing, but boy, especially defensively, they just had it right from the start, got that three and out on the first possession, and it seemed like they had that down pat right from the beginning.
Yeah, they sure did. We had a chance of kicking with the wind or kicking against, and it really doesn't matter against an option team, so we went ahead and elected to take the wind and thought maybe if we could get a three and out, and their punter had been struggling a little bit on the year, and certainly we did that. We got a three and out and got just an average punt and scored and did that, so I was just really proud of our defense again.
Yeah, they just seemed to make big play after big play, and while Missouri Southern was able to break a couple plays here and there, but just really never let them get comfortable in their offense.
No, John, we didn't, and just, you know, when you watch a game like this, our guys make it look really easy, and our coaches make it look really easy, but it's not. It's hours of preparation, and guys just doing and playing assignment football, and I'm just really, really proud of our kids right now.
You talked about how the defense from Missouri Southern was going to be different than anything you'd seen with them running that 3-3, but there were some huge holes. That offensive line opened up, and it even seemed like the blocking on the outside by the guys downfield was just great all day today.
Yeah, I really did. I thought our receivers did some good job of stalking downfield. Our fullback, Marcus Wright, he's not a guy that's showing up a lot in the statistics sheet, but I guarantee he's one of the best fullbacks in the conference, and just really proud of him and what he's doing right now. But we did some different stuff with some misdirection today off the fly sweep, and we were getting some, I thought, them out of some gaps and getting guys opened, and our tailbacks did a really good job of stretching and cutting vertical, and it was great to see.
I thought another key, especially in the second half, as you were able to build up a bit of a lead, was not only the offense able to continue to score put some points on the board, but you were able to take some time in with some drives there as well.
Yeah, we did, John. I thought we did a really good job of that in the second half of eating up some clock, and, I mean, gosh, we needed to. We only ran 28 plays in the first half, And that was a good game plan on Missouri Southern's part, trying to quicken the game, and that's smart on them. And I just thought our guys did a really good job of the second half of actually kind of paying it back to our defense and keeping them off the field a little bit.
Now, you look ahead, another tough matchup next week. Washburn comes to town and be a battle of another couple of undefeated teams next week.
Yeah, I mean, you can't ask for anything more going into this late season matchups. It's the MIAA game of the week, and you know, we got to get a lot of people out here. We got to get this place rocking. It was awesome today. And, you know, I don't think a lot of people have realized it yet. We'll get some stuff out. But Saturday, Senior Day, guys, it's the last home game at Bearcat Stadium. And, you know, I know our seniors, what they've done this year starting in January. Trust me when I tell you, they earn a full crowd. They've earned a loud crowd. And they've just been unbelievable this year. And their willingness to win, and we just really need to get this place loud and packed for those guys.
All right, well, AD, enjoy this one. Now get a chance to enjoy homecoming.
I will, John. Looking forward to it.
All right, that's Adam Durrell, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, as Northwest wins 43-7 over Missouri Southern. We'll be back, have much more for you on our postgame, the play of the game, and much more coming your way as our postgame report, which is underwritten by Championship Motors, continues after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarythilleGlassAndLock.com. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support also comes from Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MarysvilleMo.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at NVB.com. Also from Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
I got at Bearcat Stadium after a homecoming win, 43-7 for Northwest Missouri State over Missouri Southern to help keep the Bearcats unbeaten on the season. It is time for our play of the game, and we go back to the first half, first quarter as a matter of fact for this one. It set up the first touchdown of the game, a 34-yard pass play to Corey Jackson.
Play action, back to passes, balls, all kinds of time, going deep far side, has a man open to the 5-yard line and falls to the ground at the 3, coming up with a catch, Corey Jackson, who is wide open. It'll be first to go from the 3-yard line.
And the next play would end up being the first score for the Bearcats. We'll take a look at all the scoring when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com. And from Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at NorthwestMedicalCenter.org. Support also comes from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 811 South Walnut in Cameron. Also from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Ken Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State Ford offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-562-3677.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Stadium, where Northwest Missouri State beats Missouri Southern 43-7 this afternoon. As we look at the scoring from this one, you heard our play of the game a few moments ago with Corey Jackson catching that 34-yard pass play. It set up this 3-yard run by Robert Burton.
From the 3-yard line, three receivers to the left side, and the handoff going to Burton. Huge hole off the middle. He goes into the end zone for the touchdown.
That was the first possession of the game for Northwest Missouri State after they had forced the three and out against Missouri Southern. Ben Truen's extra point made it 7-0. Then with 6:32 to play in the first quarter, the second possession for the Cats, they would end it on a 36-yard Truen field goal.
Between the hashes with the wind to his back, Young will hold, ball down, kick is on the way, and has the distance, and it is good.
10-0, Northwest Missouri State at that point. That's how we'd go into the second quarter. Just one score in the second quarter for either team. It was the Bearcats, and getting in from 5 yards out, Billy Creason.
Folks in motion, left to right, handoff goes to Creason, cuts in, nice block, he goes into the end zone, untouched, touchdown Bearcats!
And that was the only play of that possession for Northwest after blocking a punt. Truen's extra point made it 17-0. That would be the halftime score. Then in the third quarter, Northwest would open up the lead some more with 13:33 to play in the third. Bryce Young would score on this 8-yard run.
And they will hand off to Young, who's in motion left to right, turns the corner, moves in the five, he's into the end zone for the touchdown. A nice little juke move, set things up, and Young was able to turn that corner and get into the end zone off the right side.
Ben Truen's extra point would miss wide left. Northwest would lead 23-0. Cats add to the lead again with 3:15 in the third quarter, this time on a 1-yard run from Brady Bowles.
Ball with the nose of the football just shy of the goal line. Bowles under center once again. Creason the tailback, and Bowles with the quarterback keeper off the right side of the line into the end zone. Touchdown, Northwest.
Truen's extra point hit the left upright and did not go through, so 29-0 would be the lead for the Cats. They would add to it again, this time in the fourth quarter with 10:05 to play. Billy Creason would catch an 11-yard pass from Brady Bowles.
Creason now will line up to the right of the quarterback, Bowles out of the backfield, back to pass Bowles. Pressure comes in, dumps it to Creason, out of the backfield, left side hip, blockers in front of the 10 to the 5-yard line, and dives toward the goal line, and he is in. Touchdown, Northwest!
That was in a very impressive drive that started late in the third quarter. 12 plays, 82 yards, 6 minutes, and the extra points gave the Cats a 36-0 lead. Then the final score of the day for Northwest came with 8:27 to play. Kyle Zimmerman would find Pater from 2 yards out.
Keeping his Zimmerman off the pitch, angles toward the goal line, and he is close in, and a touchdown. Touchdown Northwest. Zimmerman gets the carry into the end zone for the score.
Truen's extra point made it 43-0 Northwest. And then the only scoring of the game for Missouri Southern came with 4:02 to play when Tyquan Hayes scored on this 20-yard run.
Hayes fakes the pitch left, now rolls to the right side to run with it to the 15. He's at the numbers to the 10, to the 5, toward the goal line. He's in. Touchdown!
And the extra point by Sean Seatbelt would give us our final score, 43-7, Northwest Missouri State with the win. We'll take a timeout. Be back to wrap it up from Bearcat Stadium after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from Northwest Medical Center in Albany, Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 582-2199.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by East Hills Shopping Center at Frederick Boulevard and the Belt Highway in St. Joseph. At 45 minutes from Maryville, East Hills offers new restaurants including Five Guys, Poncheros Mexican Grill, and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com. And from McDonald's in Maryville, McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Also from Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196.
Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Stadium, Northwest Missouri State with a 43-7 win over Missouri Southern as they win the homecoming 2013 matchup, as they send a lot of fans out to other festivities here this afternoon in a good mood, and another good win for the Bearcats.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd love to see homecoming wins, but really wins on any day aren't really all that bad, to be honest with you.
Point.
But, you know, like we talked about, it does set up another matchup of unbeatens next week with Washburn. You know, Washburn's it's very similar to Northwest, where the start of the schedule was fairly easy for them, but they've seen some tougher games. So just like what we've seen from Northwest, Pitt, Missouri Western, all those teams, they've gotten tougher games ahead of them, and it'll be a tough one next week for both teams.
They had to struggle a little bit today with Lindenwood, 44-35, this final score, Washburn with that win. So they're coming in after off a game where they were tested a little bit here today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it'll be interesting to see how that game played out, or if what played factors in that being a tight game. Lindenwood has struggled a little bit this year. I don't think they're, you know, had as tough a time as some of the newer teams in the MIAA have had this year, but they've had some lopsided scores. I think the one that sticks out the most is the one they had against Nebraska Kearney that was a little bit of a surprise. So it'll be interesting to see how that game played out today.
And the score that was announced here at Bearcat Stadium that probably got the biggest cheer of the day was when Pittsburgh State's game went final with Missouri Western. The Gorillas coming back after that loss to Northwest last week with a 34-14 win over the Griffins.
Yeah, so that knocked Missouri Western from the unbeatens. Now just three teams in the MIAA remaining undefeated. And the good thing for Northwest, if you're looking at it from the Bearcat point of view, is the other two teams that are unbeaten, you still get a chance to play those teams. So you're still in control of your own destiny in terms of winning an outright MIAA championship, and that's the only place you want to be at this point in the season.
No doubt about it. That'll be a fun one next week. And as Coach Storrell was talking about, hopefully have a big crowd out here for that matchup with Ichabod's next Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, you know, and Senior Day, he mentioned it, and I thought, you know, he's exactly right. It kind of has snuck up on us this year, but we've just seen so much good football that you kind of don't think too far ahead. I think the coaching staff's almost got us as fans into that mentality. Don't look too far down the line. You got to go week by week. But definitely the senior class has got a lot of wins under their belt, and hopefully they've got a few more left in them.
And again, a reminder, the game time a little bit different than normal. It'll be a 2:30 start next Saturday.
Absolutely. So, you know, it'll be a similar end time. Might be a little bit longer a game than today because you won't see the ball run quite as much as what we saw today. So in terms of clock time, it might take a little bit longer, but it doesn't matter. Hopefully the weather's just as nice as what we had here today.
Hope so. Again, here this afternoon, Northwest Missouri State with the win of 43-7, the final score. The Bearcats improved to 8-0. They're 7-0 in conference play. Missouri Southern falls to 5-3 and 4-3 in the conference. Again, next week, a battle of two undefeated teams, Northwest and Washburn, 2:30 is kickoff time. We'll have the broadcast along the Bearcat Radio Network beginning at 1:30 with Bearcat Game Day sponsored by Hy-Vee. Thanks to everyone involved with their broadcast here at the Bearcat Stadium. Matt Gorder along with Chris Roush and statistician Josh Jeffern and Christian Grady engineering the Bearcat Radio Network this afternoon. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Stadium.